This message, The Uniting Time and Sign, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Sunday evening, August 18, 1963, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Lumbigo isikhathi sokubambana nesibonakaliso ngomfo wethu William Marion Branham wachunyayelwa ngesonto intambama ngoNcwabakazi 18, 1963 eBranham Tabernacle eJeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
Good evening. Privileged to be here tonight and stand in this place. This morning, coming down the road, I've been all praying and waiting on the Lord. And coming down the road, I turned on a radio minister, Brother Smith, a colored brother. Did you all hear him this morning, any of you? Up at Ohio.
Salbonani kusihlwa. Lithuba elihle ukuba lapha. Kulobu busuku lokuma kulindawo. Mina namhla kuseni ngisiza ngisehle endleleni bengingekho ngithandaza ngilinde enkosini futhi ngisiza endleleni ngivule umfundisi womsakazo umfowethu Smith umzalwane onsundu lonke limzwile namhla kuseni loba ngubani wena enhla ngiyakholwa ioyiyo.
Someone must tell me about him preaching and said you're turning on. I can't just happen to get him this morning and he was certainly telling about how that sin was abounding in the world today, and it was.
Omunye ubengitshela ngaye echumayela njalo wathi kumele umvule kanjalo kwenzakele njengamthola kulokho ukusa futhi ngembala ubekhuluma ngokuba isono siyanda kanjani emhlabeni lamuhla futhi waye.
And I turned over a little farther station from that and come down and heard another. Time I got down here, I was about ready, see if it wasn't too late to come to church this morning when I got in.
Amen.
So we're very indeed privileged to be here tonight and serve in the service of the Lord.
Futhi ngavula ngisiya phambili kancane, isitishi kusukela kuleso. Futhi ngehla, ngezwa okunye, isikhathi ngifika lapha, ngase ndlungele, ukubona ukuba bengaphuzanga ukuza esontweni. Lamhla ekuseni lapho ngingena ngakho silethuba lihle sibili ukuba lapha ngalobo busuku futhi lokukhonza enkonzweni yenkosi.
I'm talking about Brother Neville and the message the other day to this little lady, our sister that just went from us. That was, we all know who it was, the sister Weaver.
Futhi ngikhuluma ngomfowethu Neville langombiko ngelinye ilanga kuliyinkosikazi encane utate wethu owasuswa kithi lo kwakungu sonke siyazi ukuthi kwakungubani kungudade uWeaver.
I'm thinking about a man here being baptized tonight. I baptized her in this pool when I had to bring her here in a wheelchair. She was dying with cancer and she just had that night to live. The doctors didn't give her up. She's going to die the next morning.
Futhi ngicabanga ngendoda lapha epapathizwa kulobo busuku. Wa ngambaphatiza kuleli cibi lapho ngibamletha lapha ngesihlalo esilamavili waye sifa ngemvukuzane futhi waye la lobo busuku nje ukuphila odokotela base bedelile waye zakufa ngokusa okulandelayo.
I went into her home and tried to speak to her about divine healing and she just kept repeating, I'm not worthy that you come under my roof. She said, I'm not worthy for a minister to be in my house. She said, I'm a sinner. But she said, sir, I don't want to die like this.
Futhi ngaya emzini wakhe, ngazama ukukhuluma kuye ngokusiliswa ngokobuNkulunkulu. Futhi waqhubeka elokho ephinda. Ngangifanelanga ukuthi uze phansi kophahla lwami. Wathi, ngifanelanga ukuba umfundisi abe sendlini yami. Wathi ngisoni. Kodwa wathi mnumzana kamfuna ukufa kanje.
And so Grace Weber up here took me down there. I just come in tired from the meeting. And there when I was praying for her and read the scripture to her and she got saved.
Ngakho uGrace Weber enhla lapha wangisa khona ngale ngangisanda kungena ngidiniwe ngivela emhlanganweni. Njalo lapho ngimthandazela futhi ngibalela umbhalo futhi wasindiso.
Then she could hardly raise her hand up, but she wanted to shake hands with everybody. She just, something happened to her. And while they were shaking hands, I saw a vision of her going to a chicken coop, coming back. I said, oh, it's going to be all right now. And that's 18 years ago. And she's been a jump ahead of that cancer all along.
Konage, wengenelisu kuphakamisa isandla sakhe. Kodwa wayefuna ukuxawulana lo muntu wonke. Yena nje kulento eyenzakalayo kuye. Futhi lapho besaxawulana izandla, ngabona umbono wakhe. Esiyisilugwini senkukhu, ephenduka. Ngathi kulungile, kuzakulunga konke kaThese. Futhi lokho iminyaka elithumi lesifica mnombili edluleyo. Futhi ube lokweqa ngaphezulu. Waleyo mvukuzani isikhathi sonke.
But she died, never died with no cancer. She had a heart attack. He killed her. So they had her on oxygen. She died in a heart attack.
Ngabe wafa ngazange afe ngemvukuzani. Waba lokusihlaselwa inhliziyo njalo kwambulala. Bamfaka phansi kwe oxygen wafa ngokuhlaselwa inhliziyo.
Then I think in just at the last one, the people are going out and they're saying, then Jesus came. That's exactly what happened. He came and spared her life for those 18 years. And I thought, how appropriate that woman probably didn't know she was doing it like that. And again, she might have. But just how appropriate it was to have that part there, then Jesus came.
Futhi ke mbengicabange ukugcine nje. Lapho abantu bephuma, njalo bahlabela. Ngakho wayesefika uJesu. Yikho sibili lokho okwenzakalayo. Yena weza futhi wase silisa impilo yakhe okwa leyo minyaka elithumi lesificominembili. Futhi ngacabanga kwakuhambelana kanjani. Lowo mfazi mhlawumbe kazanga ebekwazi ukuthi wayekwenza njalo. Ngakho ke futhi wayengabakwazi. Kodwa ukuthi kwakuhambelana njani ukuba laleyo ngxenye lapho. Ngakho wasefika uJesu.
That's a little bit before I hope my great set in for me. I get real nervous. This morning I was so twisted up. I went up to pray and I'm home back here with family just up from Arizona. And I'm so the kid is getting school.
Manje kulapho kungakafiki kancinyazana. Ngiyathemba ukuhlalela okukhulu kwami. Kwemhlangano ngiba lokwethuka sibili lamuhle kuseni be ngibhincekile ngaya ukuyakhuleka futhi mina ngisekhaya emva lapha imuli ngibase nje eArizona njalo ukuze abantwana baye esikole.
I'm back here just to kind of relax, go hunting with Brother Woods and a bunch of the brethren here to go out hunting for this coming week. Going down Kentucky.
Futhi ngibuyile lapha nje ukungani nje ngiphumile. Ngiye zingela lo mfo wethu uWood leqembu labazalwane lapha. Ukuphuma ukuyazingela okwaleyi iviki ezayo. Sehla siya eKentucky.
And I was been in, I just had to come in the day that Miss Weaver died. And it's just right I could be here and help Brother Neville and that's the funeral.
Futhi ngani bengise kwenzakele ukuthi ngifike ngelanga lapho uWeaver esiza. Futhi kulungile nje ukuthi ngibe lapha ngincedise umfowethu uNeville kulo mcwabo.
I do not try to say too much about it or around people complaining. Although I think one of the hardest things is to see a man or a woman is constantly complaining. I've always thought, God keep me from it. See, that weakens faith all the time,
Njalo, gangizame ukukhuluma okunenge ngakho. Uyazi ebantwini abakhononayo, ngokuba ngicabanga enye yezinto ezimbi, ikubona indoda kumbe umfazi ohlezi ekhonona. Ngihlezi ngicabanga, uNkulunkulu, ngihlalise khatshana lakho. Bona, lokho kuyaqeda ukholo amandla isikhathi sonke. Uyazi.
I know as they get older, each one of us, we're going to get something happen, And I know those little things are going to keep accumulating. That's as you get older, they just got to.
Uyanje, nga u, ngiyazi lapho beluphala. Omunye lamunye wethu, siza kuba lenye into enzakalayo. Futhi lento enzakalayo, futhi ngiyazi lezo zinto ezincinyane ziyaqhubeka, zibutheleleka, yilapho ukhula kumele zenze njalo.
But I think one of the most horrible things is for Satan to crown some person's life, a crabbed old man or an old woman, you see.
Kodwa ngicabanga enye yezinto ezimbi yikuba uSathane aqele impilo yomunye umuntu, indoda endala, ekhokhobeleyo, kumbe umfazi omdala, uyabona.
I hope that I don't get to that place. I hope that I can bear it as my burdens and get to a spot to where I want my life crowned with the glory of God, the long suffering, gentleness, peace,
Amen.
And meekness, and filled with the Holy Spirit.
Ngiyathemba ukuthi ngangafiki kuleyo ndawo. Ngiyathemba ukuthi ngingakuthwala imithwalo yami futhi ngifike esigabeni lapho ngifuna impilo yami iqeliswe ngenkazimulo kaNkulunkulu. Isineke sakhe, ububele, ukuthula, ubumnene lokugcwaliswa ngumoya ongcwele.
One of my main things that's always hurt me through my life has been a nervous condition that when I get so worn and I get real weary.
Futhi ni enye yezinto zami eziqhakathekileyo ehlezi ngizwisa ubuhlungu empilweni yami kube yisimo sokwethuka lapho ngisiba lokukhathala futhi ke ngiyadinwa sibili.
I get kind of feel like nobody cares for you, know, and you're all you have it to. I just happen to have a real overdose of it, you know. That gets real bad sometimes. I can't hardly. It's tension, and that's what does it.
Ngizwa sengathi akulo ukukhathalelayo. Uyazi futhi lina lonke lani lilakho futhi. Futhi kwenzeka ukuba ngilokudluliseleyo kwakho. Uyazi njalo ngezinye izikhathi kuba kube sibili. Njalo angenelisi. Ikubopheka. Njalo yikho okubangelayo.
And I get to a spot then many times, especially so many of those visions, you see. It just gets me, I look at a person, I think, this is a vision. No, it isn't. Yeah, is it not? See, and you just don't realize what a price goes with that.
Futhi ngiyafika ke esigabeni isikhathi esiningi ikakhulu ngobuningi baleyo mbono uyabona kuyangithola nje ngiyakhangela umuntu ngicabange lo ngumbono hayi kayisiwo yebo kayisiwo uyabona futhi kawuboni ukuthi kulendleko bani ehamba lakho lokho.
So then, you wonder. And then you get to thinking, well, here, then you get off your side and think, well, now, well, what have I done? And here I am, I'm 50 years old, and I've done nothing for the Lord, and I'm getting old, and what's all of my...
Ngakho ke uyamangala. Ngakho ke ubusuqala ukucabanga kahle. Usu, ngakho ubusiya eceleni lakho njalo uthi, yeka, kathesi, kuyini, esengikwenzile. Ngilapha mina ngileminyaka engamachumi amahlanu futhi ngenzelanga inkosi ulutho futhi sengisiba mdala futhi ikuyini bantu.
Then you get what we used to call the blue. Some of you brethren about my age remember what they used to call have the blue. Talk about it. Now I wonder what he meant. I sure know now what he meant.
Ngakho ubususiba le lokho esikubiza ngokuthi ukuhlulukelwa abanye benu bazalwane abaphosukulingana lami ubudala liyakukhumbula lokho ababekubiza ngokuthi ukuba lokuhlulukelwa ubaba waye jwayele ukukhuluma ngakho futhi ngangimangala ukuthi waye sichoni njalo ke sengkwazi kathesa ukuthi waye sichoni.
So then you get the feeling that way, which is none of it true. It's just you and you know it. See, you know it. Just you doing that.
Ngakho ke uyafika lapho ozwa njalo okungekho kwakho okuqinisekileyo nguwe nje uyakwazi lokho bona uyakwazi lokho nguwe nje okwenzayo lokho.
So I was trying to quiet myself a little bit now and get ready for the big push that I hope coming soon. And then I've got to go to New York right away and to a meeting up there, campaign, and then down Shreveport, and then go back to Phoenix, and then come around the west or the south border of the United States.
Ngakho bengizama ukuzithulisa kancane manje futhi ngilungiselele ukufuqa okukhulu lokho engimthembayo kuyeza masinyane futhi ekudluleni kumele ngiye eNew York khona kaTess futhi mina emhlanganweni khonale umkhankaso futhi ngehle ngisiya eShreveport futhi ke ngibuyele ePhoenix njalo ke ngizungeze intshonalanga umngcele weningizimu wale se United States.
Then they're making arrangements for overseas now to begin as soon as we can after the first year, maybe March, April, something like that, where we start in Stockholm or Oslo and go around the world if we can on this next tour.
Futhi ke benza amalungiselelo aphesheya kolwandle kaTess. Ukuqalisa ngokuphangisa ngemva kokuqala komnyaka mhlawumbe umbimbitho umabasa okunye oku njengalokho lapho uqala eStockholm kumbe Oslo futhi uzungeza umhlaba nxa singenelisa kulolu uhambo olulandelayo.
And now I'm home kind of resting up a little bit to get kind of back to myself, kind of recuperated, and if the Lord willing, I'll be back next Sunday from down in Kentucky.
Futhi manje ngingekhaya sengathi ngiyaphumula kancane. Ukuthi ngingathi ngiyabuyela kulokho engiyikho khona futhi sengathi ngiyavuseleleka. Njalo nxa inkosi ifuna ngiza kuphenduka ngesonto ezayo. Ngivela phansi eKentucky.
Amen. And if it's all right, pleasing to the Lord, and Brother Neville don't mind, but I'll try to have the service next Sunday if the Lord willing.
Praise God.
And if he's just as willing as Brother Neville is, I'll be here.
Yes,
sir. If he's just as willing about his Brother Neville, and I hope he is.
Futhi, nxa konke kulungile, kuthandeke enkosini, njalo lo mfo wethu Neville, engelandaba, awu, ngizazama nje ukuba lenkonzo ngesonto elandelayo. Nxa inkosi ithanda. Njalo aluba ethanda, nje njengomfo wethu Neville, ngiza kuba lapha, yebo nomzana. Yena, unje ngoba nje. Nxa ethanda ngakho, njengomfo wethu Neville, ngithemba yena unjalo.
Now, see, then I know soon, if the Lord willing, I'm going to be gone from you quite a while. And I, just little messages as I pick up a little something on my heart, and I feel like I want to express it to you, you see, and we can fellowship around it. Now, I've got quite a few of them, five or six that just come to me in the last few days.
Manje, bona, njaloge, ngiyazi masinyane ngiza, nxa inkosi ithanda, ngiza bese sugile kini okwesikhathi sithile futhi mina imbiko nje emncinyane lapho ngidobha into encane enhlizweni yami njalo ke ngizwa ngifuna ukuzwakalisa kini liyabona futhi singaba lobudlelwano ngakho manje ngilemlutshwane yawo emhlanu kumbe eyisithupha eze kimi nje ngensuku enzilutshwane ezedluleyo.
I went a couple days here squirrel hunting out here, and I get the wood to take me a pencil and paper, see? Now, by the time it gets good in daylight, I back up against a tree somewhere. If I don't go to sleep, I start to pray, and then the Lord will give me something. I start writing down little notes of it, you see?
Futhi ngahamba insuku ezimbili lapha, ngizingela osinti phandle lapha. Njalo ngiyangena eguswini, futhi ngithathe impensele le pepa, uyabona, manje pose, ngesikhathi kusiba mncwaba njalo sekukhanya ngiyayama isihlahla kwenye indawo. Nxa ngingekela ukulala, ngiyaqala ukuthandaza. Futhi ke inkosi iyanginika ulutho, ngiyaqala ukubhala ama-notes amancane ngakho, uyabona.
You know what I mean, when you get to yourself and you Then here I come in, write all over on a tablet of paper, and then when I'm called on, I'll out and get my tablet and go look into it and see what I can start. You see, that's what happened just now.
Amen.
Liyakwazi ngochoyo lapho siba wedwa futhi ke nanku lapha ngingena ngikubhalele konke ephepheni lokubhalela njalo futhi lapho ngibizwa ngiyagijima ngithathe iphetshana lami ngibe sengiqala ukukhangela kulo futhi ngibona ukuthi ngingaqalani uyabo yikho okwenza keleyo khona manje.
So now I want to, if the Lord's willing, to speak just, I'm trying to make, cut down them big long messages, you see, or it takes you hours. Now, the Lord helped me do a pretty short job of it in Chicago the last night there, about 30 minutes.
Ngakho manje ngifuna uku, nga inkosi thanda, ukukhuluma nje ngizama ukwenza, ukufinyeza leyo emkhulu imbiko emide, uyabo, lapho ukuthatha amahola futhi inkosi yangceda ngenza umsebenzi omuhle omfitshane ngakho eChicago ubusuku obedluleyo khonale phose imzuzu engamachumi amathathu.
Somebody come around said, I didn't think it was in you, but you did it, so. 30 minutes for about 2.5 hours in Torino. So, maybe I can hurry up tonight, get a little practice, not hold you too long.
Njalo omunye umuntu weza wathi, akangizange ngicabange ukuthi kukuwe kodwa ukwenzile ngakho imzuzu engamashumi amathathu kusukela okuphose kube ngamahola amabili lengxenye kumbe amathathu uyazi ngakho mhlawumbe ngingaphangisa ngalobo busuku futhi ngizuze ukuzijwayeza okuncane ngingalibambi isikhathi eside.
God bless you. No matter where you ever go, there'll never be a place like
Amen.
Unkulunkulu alibusise. Loba kungapi lapho engiyakhona, gakusoze kube le ndawo enjenge tabanekele leli lapha. Likhaya ikhaya elihlabusayo.
And I'm in sympathy with the Weaver family, with this precious colored brother that died. Prayed with him a little while before he went. And a fine character, and he's at home with God now, and all over and you have to go anyhow and we all know that.
Futhi ngilo kuzwelana lemuli yakoweva. Njalo lo mzalwane oligugu onsundu lo ofileyo. Ngikhuleke kanye laye kancane engakahambi. Futhi isimilo esihle. Njalo usekhaya kanye loNkulunkulu. Manje futhi sekuphelile konke. Njalo umele uhambe lo basokuthen. Njalo sonke siyakwazi lokho.
May the Lord rest their souls in peace. And someday we expect to join in a land yonder where there's no sickness, sorrow, or death. Until then, let's just do everything we can for the gospel.
Ngakhosi, inkosi mayiphumuze imphefumulo yabo ngokuthula. Njalo ngolunye usuku sikhangelele ukuhlangana elizweni ngaphesheya. Lapho kungela mkhuhlane, usizi kumbe ukufa. Kuze kube khonale asenzeni nje konke esingakukwanisa ngevangeli.
Speaking of tension, I was praying about this morning. What would you do if you didn't have tension? Just think of it. Tension is part of living.
Yeah.
It kind of encouraged me when I thought that.
Ngikhuluma ngokubopheka. Bengikhuleka ngakho lamhlanje kuseni. Wawungenzani nxa wawungela kubopheka? Kucabange nje. Ukubopheka kuyingxenye yokuphila. Lokho kungikhuthazile lapho ngicabanga lokho.
If you had no tension, you'd be like a rag doll. You wouldn't have no feelings. There'd be nothing you could work on.
Nxa wawungabopheki, wawuza kuba njengodoli wamalembu. Wawungasoze ube lemizwa, kwakungasoze kube lulutho ongasebenza ngalo.
Like a husband and wife, maybe if she wants to do something and they're trying to work together, especially Christians, and the other wants, and then when you come together to, you find out what she's done, she found out, see, the tension really brings you closer together.
Njengendoda lomfazi, mhlawumbe nxa efuna ukwenza ulutho, futhi bezama ukusebenza ndawonye, futhi omunye wabo ufuna, njalo futhi lapho, lisiza ndawonye ukuzo ufumane lokho, asekwenzile laye ufumane bona ukubopheka ngeqiniso kulileta duze ndawonye.
And somebody tells you that, well, it said, just think of the little wife that went under a lot of tension when you wasn't so good, or the little husband went under some tension when you wasn't so good. Then when it's all forgiven, look how you feel about it. My, you just, see, you've got to have tension. That's all.
Njalo omunye umuntu akutshela ukuthi awu athi khumbula nje ngomfazi omncane owedlula ngaphansi kokubopheka lapho wena wawungalunganga ngakho kumbe indoda edlula ngaphansi kokubopheka lapho wawungalunganga ngakho futhi ke lapho konke sekuthethelelwe bona ukuba wezwa njani mayelana laye mina bo waphungu bona kumele ube lokubopheka yikho kuphela.
And you think of feeling, what if you didn't have any feelings, no pain or nothing? Was there be no pain at all? You'd have no feelings at all. See? And if you have no feelings, then one of your senses would be gone. See? So see, everything's just right anyhow.
Futhi nje cabanga mayelana ngemizwa aluba wangela mizwa kungela buhlungu kumbe kungela lutho aluba nqa kwakungela buhlungu la kancane wawungasoze ube le mizwa bona futhi nxa wawungela muzwa ngakho omunye wemizwa yakho uyabungekho bona ngakho bona konke kulungile nje kungelani.
So God just give us grace to stand up to it, that's the thing.
Amen.
Just stand up with that grace and stand there and say, we know that when this life is over, the great one's on the other side where we're looking to go to.
Ngakho uNkulunkulu siphe nje umusa ukumelana lakho iyonanto ngasi ngema lalo musa futhi sime lapho njalo sithi siyazi ukuthi lapho limpilo isidlule enkulu ingapheshaya lapho esikhangele ukuya khona.
And now we remember that all these things that attention that some people try to introduce Christianity as you're free from worry, you're not you're free from tension. Oh no, you add tension when you become a Christian.
That's right.
Because you was kind of a flop go happy go lucky whatever it was out there not caring what you did.
Futhi manje siyakhumbula ukuthi zonke lezi zinto kulokubopheka lokho abanye abantu bazama ukungenisa isiKristu ukuthi ukhululekile ekukhathazekeni uhatch awunjalo ukhululekile ekubophekeni uhatch uyengeza ukubopheka lapho usiba ngumKristu ngoba wawusenza loba ikuyini okufunayo usenza izinto santando loba ikuyini phandle le ungakhathali ukuthi wawusenza.
But when you become a real Christian, every moment you're wondering, am I pleasing my Lord? If I could hear from him, it puts you on tension, puts you on guard. That's what makes you what you are. So after all, tension is a blessing. That's the way you're looking at it. That's the way you're looking at it.
Kodwa lapho siba ngumKristu uqobo, isikhathi sonke uyasibuza, ngiyathokozisa na iNkosi yami, aluba nginyezwa kuvela kuye, kuyakubeke kubophekene, kukwenza ulimuke, yikho lokho okukwenza ube yilokho oyikho khona. Ngakho phezu kwakho konke, ukubopheka kuyisibusiso, yindlela nje kuphela okukhangela ngayo. Yindlela nje kuphela okukhangela ngayo.
See, if you just look the other side, no matter how thin you slice anything, it's still got two sides to it. So you want to see both sides.
Bona, nga ungakhangela nje olunye uhlangothi, kule, akulani ukuba into uyicezule kanjani. Ulokhu ule nhlangothi ezimbili kukho, uyabona. Ngakho ufuna ukubona inhlangothi zombili.
So tension, I think, oh my, what's this tension? If I could have been born without this tension, well, if I wouldn't have this tension, I wouldn't have been what I am. I wouldn't have been a Christian, perhaps.
Yeah,
it was this tension that drove me to Jesus Christ. See? So it's been a blessing thing to me.
Ngakho ukubopheka ngiyacabanga oh mina bo kuyini lokho ukubopheka aluba ngazalwa ngingela lokho ukubopheka awu aluba nga ngingazange ngibe lalokho ukubopheka ngangingasoze ngibe yilokho engiyikho khona ngangingasoze ngibe ngumKristu mhlawumbe kwakuyilokho ukubopheka okwangidonsela kuJesu Kristu bona ngakho kube into eyisibusiso kimi.
So then, as Paul said, as though when he had a tension or something other, he consulted the Lord to take it away from him three times. The Lord said, so all my grace is sufficient. He said, then I'll glory in my infirmity. Then when I'm weak, I'm strong. See, as long as it's to the will of God, all right.
Ngakho ke njongo Paul watsho sengathi lapho waye lokubopheka kumbe enye into kumbe okunye waye buze inkosi ukukususa kuye kathathu futhi inkosi yathi Saul wam Paul umusa wami wanele yena wathi ngakho ngizathokoza phakathi kobuthakathaka bam ngakho lapho ngibuthakathaka ngiqinile bona ingqe kusentandweni kaNkulunkulu kulungile.
I consulted him one time when he used to bother me so bad, it scared me. And he told me about 8 or 10 years ago, he said, it'll never scare you again. It never has did it. No.
Manje ngambuza yena, ngesinye isikhathi lapho kwakungihlupha kabi, kwakungesabisa, futhi wangitshela phose iminyaka eyisificaminwembili kuma elishumi edluleyo. Wathi yena, akusoze kukwesabise futhi njalo akusazanga kwakwenza hathi numzana.
Don't worry about it. I just feel it, but I know it's there, but I just go on because it don't scare me no more. So thankful for that.
Ungakhathazeki ngakho. Ngiyakuzwa nje kodwa ngiyakwazi ukuthi kukhona lapho. Kodwa ngiyaqobeka nje ngoba akusange sabisi futhi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngalokho.
Now he can say it won't be no more, just as well as you won't be scared no more. So it's his will that it happens. So I just embrace it and say, thank you, Lord, I walk that way.
Manje, yena waye ngathi, akusoze kube khona futhi, njengokuthi nje, awusoze wesaba futhi. Ngakho kuyintando yakhe ukuthi kwenzeke. Yikho, ngiyakwanga futhi ngithi, ngiyabonga wena Nkosi, ngizahamba leyo ndlela.
Now, let's bow our heads just a moment for prayer. Amen. Is there a special request for prayer? I see handkerchiefs are laying here. Raise your hand. Lord, bless each one of you children.
Manje masikhothamsene amakhandethu okwesikhatshana nje ukwenzela umthandazo. Kungaba lesicelo esiqakathekileyo somthandazo? Phakamisa isandla sakho. Nkosi, busisa omunye ngamunye wabantwana bakho.
Our Heavenly Father, as we now approach thy great majestic throne of grace, because we've been asked to come. We're coming upon the bidding of Jesus Christ.
Baba wethu osezulwini, njengoba sisondela kwesakho esikhulu, esobukhosi isihlalo somusa, ngoba siceliwe ukubuya, siza phezu kokubizwa nguJesu Kristu.
And we come with all of our cares, and cast them upon him because he cares for us. What a great comfort that is, to know that he cares for us. The great God of heaven, the Creator, cares for us, his creation.
Futhi siza leminako yethu yonke. Njalo siphosela phezu kwakhe ngoba uyasikhathalela yena. Yindudu zobani leyo enkulu. Ukwazi ukuthi uyasikhathalela thina, uNkulunkulu omkhulu wasezulwini, umdali uyasikhathalela thina izidalwa zakhe.
We're so glad for that, Lord. What a comfort it is in these times that we're living, when there seems to be able to draw comfort from nothing but your word. That's our consolation, is your promise.
Siyathokoza ngalokho, Nkosi. Yintuthu zobani kulezi zikhathi esiziphilayo, lapho kukhangeleka ukwenelisa ukuzuza induduzo kungasikho kwenye into kodwa ilizwi lakho kuyinduduzo yethu isithembiso sakho.
And in your promise you said make our request known, and if you'll ask anything in my name I'll do it.
Futhi esithembisweni sakho wena wathi sazise isicelo zethu futhi nxa licela loba yikuyini ngebizo lami ngizakwenza.
And all these great promises, ask and you shall receive. Say to this mountain, be moved. Don't doubt and it'll be moved. All these promises, and we can draw from that this what we are asking for.
futhi lazo zonke lezi zithembiso ezinkulu celani futhi lizabukamukeliswa chono kulintaba quphuka futhi ungathandabuzi njalo iza kuquphuka zonke lezi zithembiso njalo singadonsa kusukela kulokho nje esikucelayo.
Hands went up. They need something, Lord. Thou knowest their need. Supply, Father. I place my prayer with theirs before thee. My hand up with theirs.
Izandla ziphakeme, bafuna ulutho, Nkosi. Wena uyazi isidingo sabo. Siphe, Baba. Ngibeka umthandazo wami kanye lowabo. Phambi kwakho, isandla sami siphakeme kanye lezabo.
Here lays upon this desk your handkerchiefs laying here. Oh, how the people with faith, gallant faith, Lord, it seems to be just a, something that you bless me by, to be able to pray for sick people. Wherever, anywhere, wherever it goes, something about praying for the sick.
Nanku lapha kuhlezi phezu kwaleli tafula lapha, kuhlezi izifinyo lapha. Oh, kanjani abantu abalokholo, ukholo lobuqawe Nkosi, kukhanya ukuba nje yinto ongibusise ngayo ukwenelisa ukuthandazela abantu abakhulayo, loba ngapi, loba yiphi indawo, loba kungapi lapho ngiya khona, yinto emayelana lokuthandazela abagulayo.
God help, now I pray with sincerity that you will grant the request of these handkerchiefs that's been placed here, the people has asked, let your mercy be upon them.
Nkulunkulu, siza manje, ngikhuleka ngokuqiniseka ukuthi wena uzakupha isicelo zalezi zifinyo esibekwe lapha ebantwini abazicelileyo, yeka isisa sakho sibe phezu kwabo.
Lord, we understand that Sister Hicks has a woman here that flew all the way in from somewhere to be prayed for with cancer, and wanting to know if she could get her to get over here. I pray, God, that you spare the life of that person, granted.
Nkosi, siyazwisisa ukuthi udade Hicks ulo wesifazana lapha ophaphe indlela yonke evela kwenye indawo ukuthandazelwa olemvukuzane, futhi befuna ukwazi ukuba angamletha ukuze afike lapha. Ngiyakhuleka uNkulunkulu ukuba ulondoloze impilo yalowo muntu, kunikeze khona.
My little nephew Mikey laying out her sick and vomiting with a high fever just left the door. Lord, I believe we had the prayer of faith there that you stopped it. I'm grateful to you feeling the fever going from the boy before I left the room.
Umzukulu wami omncane uMikey elele khonale egula futhi ehlanza. Uloquqo olukhulu usanda kuphuma eminyango. Nkosi, ngiyakholwa sibe lokukhuleka kokholo lapho ukuba usukumisile, njalo ngilokubonga kuwe. Ngisizwa uquqo lusuka emfaneni ngingakasuki endlini.
Now Lord, thank you for all these things. Now it's Paul's Malach to speak on thy word. Give us thy word, Lord. Thy word is truth.
Manje Nkosi, njalo ngiyakubonga wena ngazo zonke lezi zinto. Kathesi sokulithuba lami ukukhuluma ngelizwi lakho. Siphe ilizwi lakho, Nkosi, ilizwi lakho liqiniso.
Bless our souls and give us the grace that we need, that we might draw it from the promises of God tonight in the Word to sustain us through the rest of this week. Granted.
Busisi imphefumulo yethu, njalo usiphe umusa esiwudingayo ukuze sikudonse ezithembisweni zikaNkulunkulu kulobo busuku elizwini, ukusixasa phakathi kweviki yonke leyi, kunikeze.
Bless our pastor, gallant soul, his wife, his children, the deacons, the trustees, and every person that comes in or out of this building. Granted, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask these blessings. Amen.
Busisa umalusi wethu, lumphefumulo oliqawe, umkakhe, abantwana bakhe, amadikoni, abaphathi zikhwama, laye wonke umuntu ongenayo kumbe ophumayo kulesi sakhiwo. Kuphe Baba, ngebizo lika Jesu Kristu, Siyazicela lezi zibusiso. Amen.
Now I want to read from two places of the writings of the Lord. I want to read first from the book of the Psalms, the 86th Psalm. And then I want to read from St. Matthew's, the 16th chapter, 1 to 3.
Manje ngifuna ukubala kusuka ezindaweni ezimbili zembhalo yenkosi. Ngifuna ukubala kuqala ebhukwini lamahubo, ihubo 86. Njalo ke ngifuna ukubala kuMateyu ongcwele, isahluko 16, 1 kusiya ku 3.
I want to read a portion of this psalm, not all of it, but down about to the 11th verse, which is a little over half of it.
Futhi ngifuna ukubala isigaba saleli hubo athi lonke kodwa kusehla kusiyafika phose indima 11 okudlula kancane ingxenye yalo.
And I want to announce this, if I call it text before I preach on it, the uniting time and sign. The uniting time sign.
Futhi ngifuna ukwazisa lokho nxa ngingabiza isihloko ngingakashumayeli ngaso isikhathi sokubambana lesibonakaliso isibonakaliso sesikhathi sokubambana.
That sounds kind of complicated, uniting, see? Time, uniting time, that's what it is now, and the sign of that uniting time.
Lokho kuzwakala sengathi inkinga isikhathi bona sokubambana isikhathi sokubambana ilokho kuyikho manje futhi isibonakaliso saleso sikhathi sokubambana.
And the psalm, a prayer of David, the 86th psalm.
Phakathi kwehubo umkhuleko kaDavide ihubo.
Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusts in thee.
Beka indlebe yakho onkosi ungizwe ngoba ngingumyanga ngiyaswela. Londoloza umphefumulo wami ngoba ngiqotho. O wena Nkulunkulu wami, sindisa inceku yakho ethemba kuwe.
Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice, soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul.
Yiba lomusa kimi, O Nkosi, ngokuba ngikhala kuwe usuku lonke. Thokozisa umphefumulo wenceku yakho, ngokuba kuwe, O Nkosi, ngiyawuphakamisela umphefumulo wami.
For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer. Attend to the voice of my supplication.
Ngokuba wena Nkosi ulungile futhi ulindele ukuthethelela njalo ugcwele umusa kubo bonke abakubizayo. Beka indlebe o Nkosi ekukhulekeni kwami ulalele ilizwi lokuncenga kwami.
In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou will answer me.
Ngosuku lokuhlupheka kwami ngizakhala kuwe ngoba uzangiphendula.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Thou wilt answer me.
Oh, akukuhle lokho na. Wena uzamphendula.
Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord. Neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee. O Lord, thou shalt glorify thy name.
Phakathi kwabonkulunkulu ngakula onjengawe, o Nkosi, futhi akula imsebenzi efana nale msebenzi yakho. Izizwe zonke ozenzileyo zizakuza zikhothame phambi kwakho, o Nkosi. Wena uzakudumisa ibizo lakho.
For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone.
Ngoba wena umkhulu, wenza izinto ezimangalisayo. UNkulunkulu wena wedwa.
Listen now.
Lalela manje.
Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Unity. See, unite my heart to fear thy name.
Ngifundise indlela yakho. Oh, Nkosi. Ngizahamba eqinisweni lakho. Bambanisa inhliziyo yami ukuze yesabe ibizwa lakho. Ubunye. Bona. Bambanisa inhliziyo yami ukuze yesabe ibizwa lakho.
I'm talking of uniting and time signs. Now, in the 16th chapter of St. Matthew,
ngikhuluma manje ngokubambana lesibonakaliso sesikhathi. Manje, esahlukweni 16 sika Mateyu ongcwele.
The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came tempting him, desiring him that he would show them a sign from heaven.
Abafarisi kanye labasadusi beza bemlinga yena. Bacela kuye ukuthi abatshengise sibonakaliso esivela ezulwini.
And he answered and said to them, when it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red.
Futhi yena wabaphendula wathi kubo, kusihlwa lina lithi, umkhathi uza kuba muhle, ngoba isibhakabhaka sibomvu.
And in the morning, it will be lower, foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O you hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but ye cannot discern the signs of the time.
Lekuseni lizakuba phansi umkhathi mubi lamuhla ngoba isibhakabhaka sibomvu futhi sinyukubele. O lina bazenzisi, liyakwazi ukwehlukanisa umumo wesibhakabhaka kodwa alingeke lehlukanise izibonakaliso zezikhathi.
The Lord add his gracious blessings to the reading of this word.
Inkosi yengeza izibusiso zayo ezilomuse kubaleni kwaleli ilizwi.
Now we're talking of this uniting time, the sign of the uniting time.
Yeah.
See, Jesus was here in this last scripture reading, he was rebuking the clergy for not being able to discern the time or the sign of the time.
Manje sikhuluma ngalokho ukubambana isikhathi sokubambana isibonakaliso sesikhathi sokubambana. Wona uJesu waye elapha kulo umbhalo wokugcina esiwubalileyo, yena waye ekhuza abafundisi ngokwehluleka ukwehlukanisa isikhathi kumbe isibonakaliso sesikhathi.
Now, that has always been a great thing to the people, see, to be able to discern the sign of the time that you're living. Because God writes it plainly, so nobody could escape it.
Manje lokho kuhleze kuyinto enkulu ebantwini, bona. Ukukwanisa ukwahlukanisa isibonakaliso sesikhathi leso ophila kuso. Ngoba uNkulunkulu ukubhala sobala. Ukuze kungabi la muntu ongakuphunyuka.
Now ordinarily I'd go back and pick up from other ministers, servants of the Lord in the Bible time, like the sign of Noah's time, the sign of Daniel's time, and so forth, the different signs. But I want to bypass that tonight to save time, to be able, but it's always been God's way to give them a natural sign of the time, so that everyone would know just what time it was.
Manje ngokujwayelekileyo bengingabuyela ngithathele kwabanye abafundisi ezinye inceku zenkosi esikhathini seBhayibheli, njengesibonakaliso ngesikhathi sika Noah, isibonakaliso ngesikhathi sika Daniel, futhi lokunjalo izibonakaliso ezijiyeneyo. Kodwa ngifuna ukukwedlula lokho kulobo busuku ukugcina isikhathi ukuze senelise, kodwa kuhlezi kuyindlela kaNkulunkulu isikhathi zonke ukubanika isibonakaliso semvelo sesikhathi ukuze umuntu wonke umuntu akwazi nje ukuthi kuyisikhathi bani.
And these Pharisees should have known their time. They should have known what the time was. He said in another place, if you would have known me, you would have known my day. See?
Yeah.
It's very a great thing that we understand, see, without understanding.
Futhi laba bafarisi babemele bakwazi isikhathi sabo. Kwakumele bakwazi ukuthi isikhathi siyini. Yena wathi kwenye indawo, aluba lalingazile mina, lalizaba lwazi usuku lwami. Bona, kukhulu, into enkulu leyo sizwisisayo. Bona, kungela kuzwisisa.
That's what they always referred to the prophets about. They said, and he had understanding by vision from the Lord. And the word of the Lord came to the prophets of old. See, they had understanding through the word of the Lord by the prophets.
Yiko abahlala bebuza kuba prophets ngakho. Bathi futhi wayelokuzwisisa ngembono evela enkosini. Futhi ilizwi lenkosi leza kuba prophets basendulo. Bona, babelokuzwisisa ngelizwi lenkosi ngaba prophets.
And then the prophets give a sign, like one man laid on his side for so long, then turned over and laid on the other side. One man had to strip his clothes. And oh, there's many things that they did to show the sign that they were living in.
Futhi ke abaprofeti bapha isibonakaliso. Njengoba enye indoda yalala ngomhlubulo okwesikhathi eside, futhi ke wachibidika waselala ngomunye umhlubulo. Enye indoda yahlubula izigqoko zayo njalo kulezinto ezininge abazenzayo ukutshengisa isibonakaliso leso ababe phila kuso.
Now we know that the God that made the heavens and earth and so on laid out his work that he would describe his time by signs, that same God lives today.
Amen.
Futhi manje siyakwazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu lo owenza amazulu lomhlaba njalo wabeka umsebenzi wakhe ukuthi yena wayeza ucaza isikhathi sakhe ngesibonakaliso lo uNkulunkulu uyaphila lamhlanje.
So we must be something as we see the time that we're living in. There must be something that somebody's overlooking somewhere.
Amen.
Because God would never let these things happen without giving us a definite sign that that we'd understand.
Ngakho thina kumele enye into lapho sibona isikhathi esiphila kuso kumele kube lenye into leyo omunye umuntu emeqayo kwenye indawo bona ngokuba uNkulunkulu angeke avumele lezi zinto zenzakale engaziphangi isibonakaliso esiqotho lapho esinga zwisisa khona.
Now here is the thing today that the clergy we don't read it right. It's just like it was then. They didn't think that it was time. They thought that they were living pretty peaceful land, and so they wasn't looking for no Messiah.
Manje nansi lamhlanje ukuthi abafundisi asikubali kuhle kunjengoba kwakunjalo ngaleso sikhathi abazange becabanga ukuthi kwasokuyisikhathi babe cabanga ukuthi babe phila ngokuthula ngaleso sikhathi ngakho ke babengakhangelelanga uMesiya.
And Jesus has said that his coming would be as a thief in the night when the people would be unaware of his coming.
Futhi uJesu uthe ukubuya kwakhe kuzakuba njengesela ebusuku lapho abantu bengananzeleli ukubuya kwakhe.
But there were some of the virgins that went to meet him, half of them had oil in their lamp and was ready. They were watching for that sign. And that's who I'm speaking to tonight. To those who are looking for the sign. Now, the sign of his coming.
Kodwa kwakulezinye zezintombi ezaphuma ukuyomhlangabeza yena. Ingxenye yazo zazilamafutha ezibaneni zazo njalo belungele babengakhangelele leso sibonakaliso futhi yibo labo engikhuluma kibo kulobo busuku bona kulabo abakhangelele leso sibonakaliso
manje isibonakaliso sokubuya kwakhe.
These signs given by the Lord is given only to believers. The unbelievers never see it. They go right over the top of them and they don't see it.
Lezi zibonakaliso ziphiwe inkosi, ziphiwa kuphela kwabakholwayo, abangakholwayo kabakuboni, ziyaveqa phezulu futhi kabakuboni.
And now just as sure as it is that an angel of God could stand on this platform tonight, just as true as I'm looking at you and I could be looking at it, or you could be looking at it and I couldn't see it, or I could look at it and you couldn't see it. Now, you know that's scriptural. That's exactly the truth.
Futhi manje, kuqinisekile nje, ukuthi ingilozi kaNkulunkulu ingama kuli kundla, kulobu busuku, njengoba kuqinisekile njengoba ngilikhangele. Njalo ngingabe ngiyikhangele kumbe wena ungabe uyikhangele. Futhi ngingeke ngiyibone kumbe ngingayikhangela futhi wena ungayiboni. Manje uyakwazi ukuthi lokhu kungumbhalo. Lelo liqiniso elimqotho.
They saw, you know, Paul fell down, but they, none of them could see that light. That light was right there. When John stood there before the multitudes and thousands out on the bank there, clergymen and sages, great man.
Babona, uyazi, uPaul wawela phansi kodwa bona, akula kubo owabona lokho kukhanya. Lokho kukhanya kwakukhona khona lapho. Lapho uJohane emile phambi kwamaxuku lezinkulungwane ziphumele ekhunjwini lapho ezabafundisi labo lezazi abantu abakhulu.
And John said himself, he bore a record of seeing the Spirit of God descending like a dove and come down upon him in a voice saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm pleased to dwell." And nobody saw it but John. It was just for him.
Futhi uJohane wathi ngokwakhe wafakazela ngokubona umoya kaNkulunkulu sehlela njengejoba futhi sehlela phezu kwakhe futhi lezwe lisithi le yindodana yami ethandekayo engithokoza ukuhlala kuyo futhi akula muntu owakubonayo kuphela uJohane bona kwakungokwakhe kuphela.
You notice how vivid the sign for the wise man. They were Hebrews. They wasn't really Indian astronomers, they were Hebrews because they were up there in that country studying astronomy to finish their education.
Unanzelele ukuba sasikhanya kakhulu njani isibonakaliso kula madoda ahlakaniphileyo bakhangela kwaba le babengamaHebheru babengososazi zezinkanyezi zama-India babengamaHebheru ngoba babe se lizweni lelo befunda mayelana lezinkanyezi ukuqedisa imfundo yabo.
And when they was look towards Jerusalem and knowing that they saw those three stars from each one of their birth path of Ham, Shem and Japheth, of which race they come from each, and they seen them stars in their birth path, that was a sign to them that when those stars were in line, the Messiah was on earth.
Amen.
Futhi lapho bekhangela ngase Jerusalem, futhi besazi ukuthi babona lezo nkanyezi ezintathu kusukela kwenye yendlela yozalo lwabo, uHam, uShem, loJafet, okuyisizwe abavela kuso ngamunye, futhi bazibona lezo nkanyezi ngendlela yozalo lwabo. Leso kwaba isibonakaliso kubo ukuthi nxa lezo nkanyezi zazi semzileni munye uMesiya wayesemhlabeni.
Oh my! No wonder they came. Where is he? Where is he that's born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. Where is he?
Oh mina, akumangalisi beza. Ungaphi yena? Ungaphi yena lo ozelwe inkosi yabajuda? Sibonile inkanyezi yakhe kwalasempumalanga futhi sizile ukumkhonza yena. Ungaphi yena?
They know that that infant Messiah was laying somewhere because God gave them a sign of the time that God and man were uniting together. What a unity! when God united himself in a human body.
Baba kwazi ukuba lolo sane uMesiya wayelele kwenye indawo ngokuba uNkulunkulu wabanika isibonakaliso sesikhathi ukuba uNkulunkulu lo muntu ba bebambana ndawonye kwaba yikubambana bani lapho uNkulunkulu wazibambanisa yena ngokwakhe emzimbeni womuntu.
The principle, the greatest of all the uniting that ever was done was when God united with man and left his great strain of being God and stretched forth his tent and took in humanity and become one of them. You read. Unity. At once that brought peace between God and man forever. How thankful we are.
Isiqokoqela ukubambanisa okukhulu okwakhe kwenziwa kwakuyilapho uNkulunkulu wazibambanisa lo muntu futhi wathiya isimilo sakhe esikhulu esokuba ngoNkulunkulu wasendlala itente lakhe elikhulu wasethatha ubuntu njalo waba ngomunye wabo ukuba hlenga ukubambana lokho kwaba yini lokho kwaletha ukuthula phakathi kukaNkulunkulu lomuntu laphakathi silokubonga njani thina.
And signs was not sent. Now just think, every man and all the astronomers, the people then day, their clocks was the stars. There was a watchman went up on top of the tower, and he would get up there and watch, and he seen when a certain stars was in certain constellations as they were passing, he knew what time it was.
Futhi izibonakaliso kazange zithunyelwe. Manje cabanga nje umuntu wonke futhi lezazi zezinkanyezi abantu ngalezo nsuku amawatch abo kwakuzinkanyezi kwakulomlindi owayesiya phezuko mphothongo njalo wayekhwela lapho alinde futhi wayebona lapho inkanyezi ezithile zisekubuthanene okuthile lapho sedlula wabakwazi ukuthi kuyisikhathi bani.
Remember in the scripture, well, what time is it, watchman? And the watchman come back and told him what hour it was. See, they kept time by the stars.
Uyakhumbula embhalweni. Kuyisikhathi bani mlindi? Njalo umlindi waphenduka wamtshela ukuba kwakulihola liphi. Bona, bagcina isikhathi ngenkanyezi.
Now, isn't it strange that these stars were in exactly in line for three men and nobody else saw it. Just exactly in line.
Manje akumangalisi na ukuthi lezi zinkanyezi zaziqondene kula madoda amathathu futhi akula muntu owakubonayo bona ziqondene nje.
You can be so in line with the scripture. See? When those stars become in unity, united themselves together in this constellation, three men were also united at the same time.
Manje ungaqondana lombhalo bona lapho lezo nkanyezi zibambana ndawonye kulu mbuthano amadoda amathathu ayebambene lawo ngasikhatsinye.
And you can be so united with God in his word until these things become realities and you can see them and know that they are true. See? The sign of the time.
Futhi lawe ungabanjaniswa kangako loNkulunkulu elizini lakhe izinto lezi zezibe qotho futhi uzibone njalo wazi ukuthi ziliqiniso bona sibonakaliso sesikhathi.
You might look at old time and say, oh, nonsense. But to you it isn't nonsense. To you, you're united with the Word. And here it is. Then it's absolutely life for the past. When you see this sign, unite with the believer. And that's who I'm addressing this to, is the believer. For the unbeliever never see it.
Ungakukhangela ukweqa uthi, ah, manyala. Kodwa kuwe. Akusomanyala kuwe uhlanganisiwe lelizwi futhi nanto lona lapho ngakho liyikukhanya okupheleleyo mfowethu parts lapho ubona lesi isibonakaliso sibambana lekholo futhi nguye lo ongiqondisa lokhu kuye likholwa ngoba ongakholwayo kafi akubona.
And it's not a rebuke, it would be if he is on earth today, to many of our clergy today who cannot read this sign. The signs that we're reading daily here at the tabernacle, and seeing the things that others are reading it, and seeing the handwriting on the wall, and yet many just ignore it and don't even see it at all. It's nothing to them at all. They don't notice it.
Futhi kwakungaba yikukhalimela bani aluba wayesemhlabeni yena lamuhla. Kunengi labafundisi bethu lamuhla abangenelisi ukubala lesibonakaliso, izibonakaliso lezo esizibalayo nsuku zonke lapha eThabanekele. Futhi sibona izinto njalo abanye bayasibala lokubona umbhalo olotshiweyo emdulwini, futhi abanengi kabasi nanzi njalo vele abasiboni la kancane. Akusilutho kubo ngitsho abasinanzeleli.
Notice that in this, he pointed out national signs. Now, when they asked him about this, they wanted signs, and he gave them signs that happened.
Manje nanzelela, ukuthi kulokho, ukuthi yena wakhomba izibonakaliso zesizwe. Manje lapho bembuza yena ngalokho, babefuna izibonakaliso njalo wabanika izibonakaliso ezenza kalayo.
And they want to know what would be the end of the world, what would be the sign of the end. And he pointed in many places through the scripture about national signs, about heavenly signs in the heavens, and earthly signs. He gave them signs, just constantly signs.
Futhi babe funa ukwazi kwakuza kuba nini lapho umhlaba ozaphela khona. Kuza kuba isibonakaliso bani kupheleni. Futhi wabakhomba indawo ezinenge empalweni mayena lesibonakaliso zesizwe mayelana lesibonakaliso sezulwini emazulwini njalo lesibonakaliso sasemhlabeni. Wabanika isibonakaliso nje kokuphela.
And when he told them there in one place about a national sign, he said, when you see the nations, see, begin to gather around Jerusalem, see, then we know that the time of their trouble was at hand. When you see Jerusalem compassed about with armies.
Futhi lapho, wabatshela lapho kwenye indawo, mayelana ngesibonakaliso sezwe. Wathi yena, lapho libona izizwe, bona, ziqala ukubuthana eJerusalema, bona, ngakho siyazi ukuthi isikhathi sohlupho lwabo sesondele. Lapho libona iJerusalema lihanqiwe ngebutho.
Now, before that they could do this, the world had to unite. Titus, this great Roman general, had to unite his armies together and come around after these Jews had rejected the God-given sign of the time to them. That's the time that Titus united his armies together and come to take the city.
Manje ngaphambi kokuba bakwenze lokho, uNkulunkulu umhlaba womele ubambane. UThithu le induna enkulu yamaRoma wayemela manyanisi amabutho akhe ndawonye futhi abuye ngemuva kokuba lapha abajuda sebephike isibonakaliso sesikhathi esiphiwe nguNkulunkulu kubo. Yiso isikhathi lapho uThithu abambanisa amabutho akhe ndawonye futhi weza ukuzothatha idolobha.
First, there had to be a uniting of God's people, so-called, against the word of God, before that the nation could unite itself against God's people.
Right.
The unity, the uniting together.
Okokuqala kwakumele kube lokubambana kwabantu bakaNkulunkulu. Laba bazitshoyo belwisana lelizwi likaNkulunkulu ngaphambi kokuba isizwe sizibambanise sisilwa labantu bakaNkulunkulu. Bona ubu umanyano ukubambana ndawonye.
I believe that we're living in a great uniting time. I am taking these red lights down and flash signals and every everything of the women, how they do, and the man, how they do, and the churches, how they do.
Ngiyakholwa siphile esikhathini sokubambana esikhulu. Ngithatha lezi zibane ezibomvu, lezi bonakaliso ezibenyezelayo, futhi lakho konke okwabe esifazane ukuthi benza njani, lamadoda ukuthi benza njani, futhi lamasonto ukuthi benza njani.
Showing to this little group with all my heart that I believe that we're lining in the line of God's word in this great prophetic hour just before the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Uniting together and getting ready.
Ngitshengisa kuleli xuku elincane ngenhliziyo yami yonke ukuthi ngiyakholwa ukuthi siyafola emzileni welizwi likaNkulunkulu kuleli hola elikhulu lesiprofethi phambi nje kokubuya kwenkosi uJesu. Sibambana ndawonye futhi silungela.
Now, you see, before Titus united the nations of his armies together, Israel united themselves together and banded themselves that they would not believe Jesus to be the Messiah.
Amen.
Manje uyabona phambi kokuba uThithu abambanise izizwe za amabutho akhe ndawonye uIsrayeli bazibambanisa ndawonye futhi bazimanyanisa ukuba bangakholwa uJesu ukuba nguMesiya.
They rejected him and turned him out and crucified him. And then when they rejected the salvation that was sent to them, they united themselves together to do it.
Bampika yena futhi bamlahla yena njalo bambethela yena futhi ke lapho bemphika insindiso eyayithunyelwe kibo bazibambanisa ndawonye ukuthi bakwenze.
Now hold that in mind, uniting themselves together to reject the message of the hour.
Amen.
They had to do that. And then when they did that, then the national sign come in.
Amen.
Manje kubambe lokho engqondweni ukumanyanisa ndawonye ukuphika umbiko wesikhathi. Babe mele bakwenze lokho futhi bathi bekwenza lokho isibonakaliso sesizwe sasisingena.
The nations begin to unite themselves together, and Titus brought this great army of Romans and Greeks and compassed the walls of Jerusalem, pinned those people in there now, and they starved to death.
Izizwe zaqala ukuzibambanisa ndawonye. Lo Thithu waletha leli butho elikhulu lamaRoma lamaGriki, wase zungeza imduli yaseJerusalema, wase vimbela labo bantu phakathi lapho, manje futhi babulawa yindlala.
They eat the bark from the trees, Josephus, the great historian, tells us, and they eat the grass off the ground. They even boil one of their children and eat it. See? That they were mad people.
Badla amaxolo ezihlahla, uJosephus owezimbali omkhulu uyasitshela. Futhi badla utshani emhlabathini, bapheka lokupheka abantwana babo, babadla bona njengoba babe ngabantu abahlanyayo.
And then when finally Titus is sitting back up on the hills around Jerusalem there, and those people that thought they were doing the will of God, when they saw these armies marching in, they had refused to hear that great master, Lord Jesus, tell them that.
Futhi ke lapho ekugcineni uThithu wayehleza emva emaqaqeni egombolozi iJerusalema lapho futhi labo bantu lapho babecabanga ukuthi babe senza intando kaNkulunkulu. Lapho bebona amabutho lawa ematsha engena, babe yalile ukuzwa leyo inkosi enkulu, inkosi uJesu ebatshela lokho.
There wasn't one of Christians caught in there, for they saw the sign and moved. See? They said, let them that's on the housetop come not down, let him that's in the field go back to get not his coat, but flee into Judea and pray that your flight be not in the wintertime or on the Sabbath.
Akuzange kube lomunye walabo amaKristu owabanjwa elapho ngoba babona isibonakaliso basebe hamba bona. Bathi bona yeka labo abaphezu kwezindlu bengehle phansi, kumbe lo semasimini abuyele emuva angathathi ijazi lakhe kodwa abalekele eJudiya futhi likhuleke ukuthi ukubaleka wena kungabi ngesikhathi sobusika kumbe ngesabatha.
Because in the winter time the hills would be full of snow, and on the Sabbath day the doors is closed, the gates, and they'd be caught in that condition. See, we want to get on that pretty soon about the how God does those things if the Lord's willing.
Ngoba ngesikhathi sobusika amaqaqa ayebe egcwele ingqoqwane futhi ngelanga lesabatha iminyango yayivaliwe isango futhi babeza banjwa kuleso simo bona sifuna ukufika kuloko masinyazana mayelana nge ukuthi uNkulunkulu wenza njani lezo zinto uba inkosi ithanda.
Now they prayed that would be that, not be that way. Jesus told them to pray for that. And they never caught one of them in there. They were gone. Because they looked at the sign and they were gone. That's all there was to it.
Nanzelela manje yena bakhuleka ukuthi kube yilokho. Kungabi ngaleyo ndlela uJesu wabatshela ukukhulekela lokho. Futhi abazange babambe lo yedwa wabo phakathi lapho. Babese behambile ngoba bakhangela isibonakaliso futhi base behambile yikho kuphela okwa kukukho.
Oh, how the church is today ought to see the sign of the time that we're living in. Free as hard as you can, the Calvary for life. Not some church, but the Jesus Christ.
Oh, kufanele amasonto lamuhla amele ukubona isibonakaliso sesikhathi leso esiphila kuso. Baleka ngamandla wonke elilawo lisiya eCalvary ukuzuza impilo athi usiya kwenye isonto kodwa kuJesu Kristu.
Unite yourself with him and not with some organization or some church creed. Unite with Christ. Be sure that's him. You can't just pick anything. You got to be positive that it's him. What a time of union.
Zibambaniselaye futhi hathi leyinye inhlanganiso kumbe isivu mankolo sesonto. Bambana lo Kristu futhi ube leqiniso ukuthi nguye. Awungeke wathatha nje loba kuyini. Kumele ube leqiniso ukuthi nguye. Yisikhathi bani somanyana.
Now we find out that they rejected the Messiah and then united themselves together and draw themselves a league and made an emotion among them. That if any persons receive Jesus as a prophet, that they would be excommunicated from the church.
Manje sifumana ukuthi bapheke uMesiya, base bezibambanisa ndawonye njalo, bazibumbela umanyano, futhi base besenza isinqumo phakathi kwabo ukuthi uba lobani, ngubani owamukela uJesu njengomprofethi ukuba babeza xotshwa esontweni.
Remember the blind boy? That was set with blinded eyes, and the disciples said, who is sin, him or his father or his mother? And Jesus said, in this case, neither, but that the works of God might be done, made known.
Lia kumbula, umfana oyisiphofu, oyehlezi lamehlo ayisiphofu, futhi abafundi bathi, ngubani onayo. Yena kumbe uyise, unina, futhi uJesu wathi, kule indaba akekho. Kodwa ukuba imsebenzi kaNkuluNkulu yenziwe yaziswe.
And remember, they said that the father and mother could not say, they said they know this is our son, but we don't know how he was healed. Because the Jews had said that any person that confessed him to be the prophet, that they would be excommunicated.
Futhi uyakhumbula batho ukuba uyise lo nina babengelako kutho. Bathi bayakwazi ukuthi lo yindodana yethu kodwa asikwazi ukuthi wasiliswa njani ngoba abajuda babethe loba ngubani omvuma yena ukuba ngumprofeti ukuba babeza xotshwa.
But see, the works of God was that this boy didn't belong to that group. And he said, it's a strange thing to me that you don't know where this man come from and yet he give me eyesight.
Kodwa uyabo imsebenzi kaNkulunkulu yayikuba lumfana oyengaso weqembu labo futhi wathi manje kuyinto emangalisayo kimi ukuthi alikwazi lapho lindoda ivela khona kodwa ke yena ungivula amehlo.
Now he could say it. See, that was the works of God. He had been made healed and well, and he could tell it because he had no strings tied to him from anywhere. He was the one the works was done on. And he certainly saw it for his first time in his life.
Bona manje wayenga ukukhuluma bona leyo kwakuyimsebenzi kaNkulunkulu wayeyenziwe wasila futhi waphila njalo wayekwanisa ukukhuluma ngoba wayenga banjaniselwanga ngapi waye enguye lo imsebenzi eyayiyenziwe kuye futhi ngeqiniso wabona okwakhe okuqala empilweni yakhe.
Now the Jews united themselves against Jesus and against his messiahship and his messiah message. We see the same thing now happening.
Yes.
Just the same thing.
Manje abajuda bazibambanisa bemelana lo Jesu futhi lokumelana lo bumesiya bakhe njalo lombiko wakhe wobumesiya sibona into yinye isenzakala manje into yinye nje.
Communism is uniting to destroy the church. And the only way that is after the church has united itself to in the council of churches, the world council of churches, to deny and to destroy the message, the word.
Amen.
Isikhomanisi siyabambana ukucitha ibandla futhi indlela kuphela lapho eli yikuba ngemuva kokuba ibandla selizibambanisile lona futhi kukhansili yamabandla omhlaba ukulandula lokubulala umbiko ilizwi.
They have turned down the word. The churches have.
Right.
They cannot accept it because it's against their denominational creed.
Balilandulile ilizwi. Amasonto bakwenzile abangeke bawamkele wona ngoba uphambene lesivuma nkolo sesihlelo lwesonto yabo.
No matter how many pillars of fire would hang in the midst of people, how many people be, how many things would be foretold and happening, all the good signs that he promised of the last days, they cannot do it.
Kungelani ukuthi kulensika zomlilo ezingaki ezingalenga phakathi kwabantu kumbe kulabantu abangaki aba kulezinto ezingaki ezingakhulunywa zingakenzakali futhi zenzakela futhi lezibonakaliso ezinkulu lezo ezithembisayo ngosuku lokucina abangeke bakwenze.
Therefore they are uniting themselves now, and your pastor here in many can tell you is reading that they have the ecumenical movement of the world, and there's a Lutheran minister over it.
Ngakho ke bayizibambanisa manje, futhi umalusi wenu lapha labanye abaningi bangakutshela labo ababalayo ukuthi baya balumanyana wamasonto omhlaba kulomfundisi womLutheran okukhokhelayo.
That if there comes a disaster, what happens? In this neighborhood here, if we are not united with that ecumenical move, then our church can no more be church, and they can use it for a storeroom.
Ukuthi nxa kusiza ingozi ingenzakala esigabeni lapha nxa singabambananga lomanyana wamabandla, ngakho ibandla lethu alingeke la balibandla futhi njalo bangalisebenzisa njengendlu yokugcinela izinto.
Or if one of us brothers would see somebody dying or hurt and try to minister him any spiritual blessing, we could be shot for it.
Yes,
that's right.
Gumbe nxa omunye wethu abazalwane angabona omunye umuntu esifa gumbe elimele njalo azame ukumkhonza loba ngesiphi isibusiso somoya singakudutshulelwa lokho kunjalo sibili.
We can be given 10 years in a federal prison for ministering anything because we're not a member of this ecumenical move. Don't you see the mark of the beast?
Singaphiwa iminyaka elithume entolongweni ngokukhonzisisa loba yikuyini ngoba singasilo ilunga lalo umanyano wamabandla aliliboni uphawu lwesilo. Bona
now we see this uniting time coming. See now what? And then the church has united itself against the message.
Yes.
And then when it does that, the nations are uniting themselves in communism to destroy the church again.
Yes.
Just amen. Exactly what it did in the first place.
Amen.
It repeats itself right back again.
Manje siyabona lesi sikhathi sokubambana sisiza. Bona. Manje khangela futhi ibandla lizobambanisela limelana lombiko futhi ke nxa lisenza njalo izizwe zizibambanisa lesikhomanisi ukuchitha ibandla futhi khonoko sibili abakwenze uqaleni bona kuyasiphinda futhi njalo.
Israel had to turn down the message first, and when they turned down the message, then the military, the national life united itself together of other nations, they come in and destroy the church.
U-Israyeli wayemele landula umbiko kuqala futhi lapho belandula umbiko ngakho abebutho impilo yesizwe yazibambanisa ndawonye ezinye izizwe futhi beza bacitha ibandla.
And today they have turned down the message of the Lord Jesus. And they have turned it down, and now the time has come where communism is uniting the world together against the church. It has to be that way.
Futhi namhla balandulile umbiko wenkosi uJesu futhi bawulandulile wona. Njalo manje isikhathi sesifikile lapho isikhomanisi sibambanisa umhlaba ndawonye ukulwisana lebandla. Bona, kumele kube yileyo ndlela.
It's hard to say that. It was hard for them Jews to believe. They said, now come brethren, we see that our God is with us, and so we'll go into the temple, and now we will pray. And let Holy Father so-and-so and Holy Father so-and-so lead in prayer, close the gate.
Manje kunzima ukukutsho lokho. Kwakunzima kulabo bajuta ukukukholwa. Bathi manje wozani bazalwane. Siyakubona lokho ukuthi owethu uNkulunkulu, wethu ulathi, futhi siza kungena ethempelini. Njalo manje siza khuleka futhi senze ubaba ongcwele uzibanibani lo zibanibani, futhi lo baba ongcwele uzibanibani lo zibanibani akhokhele ngomthandazo. Vala isango.
And Titus took his stand and stood right there for about a year or more. See? Right on guard, just starved him right out. There couldn't be a one of them. He didn't get outside the city. And they died, starved.
Uthithu wathatha indawo yakhe, futhi wema lapho, phose okweminyaka kumbe odlulayo, bona belindele, njalo baba lambisa ngendlala, akuzange kube lo yedwa wabo owaphuma phandle kwedolobha futhi bafa babulawa indlala.
And when he went in there and tore the walls down, the blood burst out and ran like rivers down there where he slaughtered everything was in there.
Futhi lapho engena lapho njalo edilizela phansi imduli, igazi lathululeka lageleza njengemfula phansi le lapho abulala yonke into eyayikhonapho.
Now the angel of the Lord prophesied that back in the Old Testament and told that would happen. And then ministers who were scourging, who were supposed to be posted on that and to tell the people that, instead of that, when Jesus stood up among them, they didn't even know.
Amen.
And try to make some kind of a rabbit foot, do us a trick, let us see how it's done, show us a sign, see?
Manje ngilozi yenkosi ya prophetsa lokho. Emva eTestamenteni elidala futhi yakhuluma ukuba lokho kuza kwenzakala futhi labo bafundisi ababengafundisi ababe fuze babe lolwazi ngalokho lokutshela abantu lokho esikhundleni salokho lapho uJesu esima phakathi kwabo abazange babe mazi lokuba mazi yena njalo uzama ukwenza olunye uhlobo lwentebe yonyawo lwenqele yomvundla senzele isalamusi yeka sibone njani kwenziwa njani sitshengise isibonakaliso bona.
And he said, why well, they've done so many things and yet they couldn't see it. See? And then when they rejected him as the message of that day, they rejected the message of that day, they failed to see the sign of that day.
Futhi yena wathi ngani yena wenze izinto eziningi njalo ke kabakubonanga khona bona futhi ke lapho bemphika yena njengo umbiko walolo suku baphika umbiko walolo suku behluleka ukubona isibonakaliso salolo suku.
And the sign of the Bible's prophecy was made before him, and they said, let's go in now, that we're holy man. They were mad you couldn't lay your finger on their eyes. They couldn't be that and then be a priest.
Futhi sibonakaliso ese isiprofeti seBhayibheli senziwa phambi kwabo njalo bathi masingeneni phakathi manje labo babengamadoda angcwele babengamadoda owawungeke wakhomba umunwe empilweni yabo babengeke baba yilokho futhi ke babe ngumprisiti.
A priest to be killed and be stoned to death for any little thing. So he had to live a clean, holy life. He could not do it because he was stoned for just anything.
Umprisiti wayebulawe, wayekhandwa ngamatshe abulawe, laloba yiphi into encinyane. Ngakho ke wayemele aphile impilo ehlanzekileyo lengcwele. Wayengeka ukwenze ngoba wayekhandelwa loba ikuyiphi nje ayekwenza.
And now they were great men and holy men in the sight of the people, and yet they went in and said, now we've got God, the God who's been with us all through the ages. We will go into his holy temple. That was God's holy temple. But you see, he'd been turned down in his holy temple.
Yes.
Futhi manje babe ngamadoda amakhulu, futhi amadoda abangcwele emehlweni abantu. Njalo ke bangena futhi bathi, manje thina siza silo uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu obe lathi izizukulwane zonke, siza ngena ethempelini lakhe elingcwele. Lelo kwakulithempeli kaNkulunkulu elingcwele, kodwa uyabona yena wayephikiwe ethempelini lakhe elingcwele bona.
We'll go into the house of the Lord. Now all of you Hebrews know that we are the chosen race. We are here and God is our God. God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. He's with us.
Sizahamba endleleni yenkosi. Manje lonke lina mayebheru. Liyazi ukuthi siluhlobo olukhethiweyo. Siyilo lapha. Futhi uNkulunkulu, kuNkulunkulu wethu. UNkulunkulu ka-Abrahama, Isaka, loJakobe, yena ulathi.
He will deliver some them uncircumcised Philistines out there as it was, them Romans and Greeks. He'll deliver us from that. Let's go into the house of the Lord.
Yena uzasikhulula kulawo angasokwanga amaFilistiya phandle le. Lawo amaRoma lamaGriki. Yena uzasikhulula kulokho. Masihambene endlini yenkosi.
That sounds good. But what had they done? The builder of the house was in there in the form of a lowly Galilean carpenter. And they turned him down when God had vindicated him of being his messenger of the hour and the branch. And they turned it down.
Lokho kuzwakala kulungile. Kodwa babenzeni? Umakhi wendlu wayephakathi lapho ngesimo esithobileyo somgalili ongumbazi. Futhi bamlandula yena lapho uNkulunkulu eqinisile yena ngokuba yisithunywa sakhe salelo hola futhi logatsha futhi baluphika lona.
So all the praying, all the sincerity, all the sacrifices didn't mean nothing to God. They have done it and God let this great army unite to destroy it.
Ngakho konke ukuthandaza konke ukuqiniseka yonke imhlatshelo yabo kayizange itsho lutho kuNkulunkulu babekwenzile futhi uNkulunkulu wavumela leli ibutho elikhulu libambane ukulibhubhisa lona.
And we see today as the churches through the denominations and so forth turning down the word of God. They don't want you to tell them about these things and science can prove it by pictures and everything else and still they want nothing to do with it. So communism is bombing to destroy just exactly like Titus did. And the Bible said they did.
Amen.
Exactly.
Futhi sibona namuhla lapha amabandla ngenhlelo zamasonto lakho okunye bephika ilizwi likaNkulunkulu ngabafuna ukuthi ubatshele mayelana lalezi zinto futhi isayensi ingakufakaza ngemfanekiso langakho konke futhi kunjalo kabafuna ukuba lani lakho ngakho isikhomanisi siyabunjwa ukukucitha njengoba nje uThithu wakwenza futhi iBhayibheli yathi baza kwenza sibili.
The uniting time. When we see these things being united, oh, why we fail to see those things.
Manje uyabona lapho esiphila khona. Isikhathi sokubambana. Lapho sibona lezi izinto zibanjaniswa. Oh, ngani sehluleka ukubona lezo zinto.
You can look in here in the scripture and see where that he promised and what he would do. Now we see it coming to pass. We see it in the church what he promised to do. We see it coming to pass.
Ungakhangela lapha embhalweni futhi ubone lapho yena athembisa ukuthi lokho ayeza kwenza yena. Manje siyakubona kugcwaliseka. Siyabona ebandleni lokho athembisa ukukwenza. Siyakubona kugcwaliseka.
We see the nations united together. We see the isms united together. We see the churches uniting together. It's uniting time.
Siyabona izizwe zibambana ndawonye. Siyabona inhlelo zibambana ndawonye. Siyabona amabandla ebambana ndawonye. Isikhathi sokubambana.
It's the hour of uniting. That's the spirit of the age. We've got to unite. Everything you talk about has got to be organized. Even the government will receive it.
Lihola lokubambana. Lo ngumoya wesikhathi. Kumele sibambane. Yonke into okhuluma ngayo kumele ihlelwe. Ngisho lo hulumende angeka kwamkele.
You guys are citizens. Our king is a citizen. Is a citizen of the United States. Yep. You give me a check for $5, I'll be garrisoned, put my name on it. See, I couldn't do it.
Uyazi njengesakhamuzi. Ngingeke. Njengesakhamuzi. Njengesakhamuzi sase United States. Kodwa ngingi. Unganginika icheki yamadola amahlanu futhi ngingeke ngiqale ukufaka ibizo lami kuyo. Bona ngingeke ngikwenze.
See, it's a uniting time. We all have to go through some union of some sort. And that union is the very thing that brings the mark of the beast.
Amen.
Bona isikhathi sokubambana kumele konke kudlule kunhlanganiswe ethile futhi leyo nhlangano iyonanto eletha uPaul wesilo. Bona.
It's a uniting time. It's working right on up into that. You can see it just with your plain eyes if you look at it. It's a uniting time where everything is uniting together.
Isikhathi sokubambana futhi kusebenza kusiza kulokho. Uyakubona ngamehlo akho asegcekeni. Nxa ungakukhangela khona, isikhathi sokubambana lapho konke kuyabambana ndawonye.
The Jews unite themselves against Jesus as their Messiah. Therefore, we see what happened. We see the same thing now. Communism united to destroy the church. And if the church has united in the World Council of Churches and trying to destroy the message, the Word of God.
Yeah.
UmJuda, amaJuda, azimanyanisa bemelana lo Jesu, njengo wabo, njengo Mesiya wabo, ngakho ke siyabona ukuthi kwenzakalani. Siyabona into efanayo manje isikhomanisi siyabambana ukucitha ibandla ngemva kokuba ibandla selibambene ekhanselini yamabandla omhlaba futhi bezama ukucitha umbiko ilizwi likaNkulunkulu.
They tried to get rid of it. The only thing they can do is to draw themselves a council because if they're separated, a little group here, the Methodists and Baptists, Lutheran and Presbyterian Church of Christ, so forth like that.
Bayazama ukulicitha lona into kuphela abangayenza ikuzibumbela ikhansili ngoba bona behlukene iqembu elincane lapha ama-Methodist, lama-Baptist, lama-Lutela, lama-Presbyterian, i-Church of Christ futhi lokunye okunjalo njengalokho.
They can't do nothing because this will be against this and this will be against that and their doctrine is just as much different as the East is from the West.
Akulanto abangayenza ngoba lowo uyabe melane lalowo. Lo emelana lomunye imfundiso yabo nje yehlukene njengempumalanga ehlukile kuntshonalanga.
They can't do it. But once together, under one big head, they got it. They got it then. That's where the Catholics are so in unity. The Roman Catholic.
Bona, bangeke bekwenze, kodwa bangavele bebendawonye ngaphansi kwenhloko eyodwa enkulu, babe bekutholile. Babe bekutholile ke iyo indlela amakatolika bebambene ngakho ikatolika yesiRoma.
Because there in the unity, the majority is the Roman Catholic, the Greek and other Catholics are not as much as the Roman Catholic. Now they unite together, and that's why they stand together.
Yebo, phakathi komanyano ba iningi ikatolika yesiRoma, amaGreek, lamanye amakatolika abafani lamakatolika esiRoma manje bayabambana ndawonye futhi yiso isizathu besima ndawonye.
No matter what takes place, that Pope is the head of everything.
Amen.
See? And no matter what anybody else says, he's infallible. He's a vicar of God, that's all. He's next to God. He's had the jurisdiction over hell, heaven, and purgatory. See? So there isn't a thing that can be done in that case. Whatever he says, that's what has to go.
Kungelani ukuthi kwenzakalani. Lo Papa inhloko yakho konke. Bona. Futhi kungelani ukuthi omunye umuntu uthini. Yena kaphosisi yena. Yena ungumeli kaNkulunkulu. Yikho kuphela. Yena uduze loNkulunkulu. Ulamandla phezu kwesikhokho izulu lesi hlanzo. Bona. Ngakho kakulanto engenziwa kuleyo ndaba. Loba yikuyini akuchoyo yikho lokhu.
Now the Protestants is making themselves a head just like that. Yeah. And so the Bible said there was an image made unto the beast. What is the image? It's something like it. Made like it.
Manje amaProtestant sebe zenzela inhloko njengalokho okufanayo. Futhi kayicho na iBhayibheli ukuthi kwenziwa umfanekiso wesilo. Ikuyini umfanekiso? Into efana nalokho eyenziwe njengakho.
Now it is the same thing. What is it? By uniting themselves together. And this is the spirit of the age, is uniting. Uniting together. Now, try to destroy the message.
Nanko lapho, yinto inye. Ikuyini, ngokuzibambanisa ndawonye. Futhi lo, ngumoya wesikhathi. Ikubambana, ukumanyana ndawonye. Manje bezama ukucitha umbiko.
How did they destroy it? How could they destroy the Word of God? They can make it of non-effect. Not effective by taking traditions as they did back there in the beginning and making the Word of God of no effect.
Bawucitha njani wona? Bangacitha kanjani ilizwi likaNkulunkulu? Bangalenza lingabi lamandla. Lingabi lamandla ngokuthatha imikhuba njengoba besenza emuva le ekuqaleni futhi besenza ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lingabi lamandla.
See, they say, oh, that's really after all. You see, well, this infidel woman that's trying to, she, I forget what her name is now, but I just call it. She, I'm trying to think of so many.
Bona bathi bona oh lokho ngeqiniso phezu kwakho konke uyabona lomfazi ongakholwayo ozama uku yena ngiyakhohlwa ukuthi ibizo lakhe ngubani manje aluba ngingaliqamba nje yena ngizama ukucabanga ngabanenge.
Thank you to this Miss Nation. So I wish we had another like that rise up. She's one went in the bar rooms and tore out the whiskey and threw out the signs and everything like that.
Bengicabanga ngalo mhlekazi wesizwe ngolunya usuku bengifisa sasilomunye onjengalo ongaphakama nguye lo owangena emabhawa wacitha iwhisky walahlela phandle iziboniso lakho konke njengalokho.
Why don't some woman rise up today like that and go out and tear some of these naked pictures down of these women of her own race and things like that? That they don't have it no more.
Kungani omunye umfazi engaphakami njengalokho lamuhla futhi aphume lapho futhi adabulele phansi imfanekiso yobunqunu yalabo bafazi bohlobo lwakhe futhi lezi zinto ezinjalo lokho abaselakho futhi.
Now, but this woman, an infidel, who says that the Bible is unconstitutional to read it in public schools and things like that.
Manje kodwa lumfazi umphiki kholo. Yena wathi lokho iBhayibheli phambene lomthetho wesizwe ukulibala ezikolo zika Zulu futhi lezi zinto ezinjengalokho.
Now they also have you noticed again they're trying to say now and great studies of the scriptures said that much of the prophecy that was prophesied in the Bible was absolutely wrong and never did come to pass.
Manje bona unanzelele futhi bazama ukuthi manje futhi labakhulu abafunda umbhalo bathi lokho ubunengi besiprofeti leso esaprofitwe eBhayibhelini sasingaqondanga impela futhi azange sigcwaliseke.
And you've heard that and read it, and they're trying to say everything, you see, they're trying to destroy the effect of that word.
Amen.
Njalo selakuzwa lokho futhi lakubala futhi bazama ukukhuluma yonke into. Uyabona bazama ukucitha amandla alelo lizwi.
If they can only destroy and substitute for it, a creed of something that man has that seems in their eyes to be better than the Word, then they destroy it with their tradition. And that's how they're trying to destroy the Word of God, by denominational politics.
Nga kuphela bengacitha bafaka esikhundleni salo isivumo kholo kumbe eyinye into leyo abantu abalayo lokho kukhangeleka emehlweni abo kungcono kulezwi ngakho ke balicithe lona ngowabo umkhuba njalo yiyo indlela abazama ukucitha ilizwi likaNkuluNkulu kungezombusazwe zamasonto.
Now each church has its own policy. The Church of Christ has this. The Christian Church has this. And the Baptists and Methodists and Presbyterians, they all have their different politics.
Manje ibandla ngalinye lilezombusazwe zalo, iChurch of Christ ilowazo, iChristian Church ilowazo, lamaBaptist, lamaMethodist, lamaPresbyterian, bonke balezombusazwe zabo ezahlukileyo.
Now, they're getting away from that because they're separated. See, they couldn't have done it before. They got to do it now. See, this is the uniting time. And now they're all putting it together and pulling it up and see what they come out with.
Manje sebesuka kulokhu ngoba behlukene. Bona, babengeke bakwenze eqaleni, kumele bakwenze manje. Bona, lesi isikhathi sokumanyana. Futhi manje bakubeka ndawonye njalo bekuqoqela ndawonye futhi babona ukuthi baphuma lani.
My, that's baking a loaf of bread out of the horse meat and garbage out of the can and whatever more you have together and want it together and throw some rotten potatoes and things together and see what you come out with. I sure don't want any of it. No, sir. That's the way they're doing it.
Mina bo, ufana lokupheka isinkwa ngenyama yepiza, lezibe eziphuma ebhimu, njalo loba yikuyini futhi abalakho ndawonye, futhi bakuxove ndawonye, njalo bajikele amagwili apolileyo lezinye izinto ndawonye, futhi ubone ukuthi uphuma lani, ngeqiniso kangifuni lutho lwakho, hatshi numzana, iyo indlela abenza ngayo.
They're taking people who believe that Jesus was a myth. A church that believes that Jesus was a myth. The other some believes he was a prophet. One says the days of miracles is past. One said there might be such a thing.
Bon, bathatha abantu abakholwa ukuthi uJesu wayinganekwane. Ibandla likholwa ukuthi uJesu waye eyinganekwane. Okunye abanye bakholwa ukuba yena wayengumprophet. Omunye uthi izinsuku zezimanga sezedlula. Nomunye wathi kungaba khona into enjalo.
And all this together, and the Bible said, how can two walk together except they be agreed?
Amen.
See? Now that's the kind of unity they got.
Futhi konke lokhu ndawonye. Le Bible yathi, ababili bangahambisana njani ngaphandle bevumelane. Bon, manje yilo uhlobo lokubambana abalalo.
And have some great Holy Father to put above it, and there you've got an image to the beast, just exactly what the Bible says.
Amen.
Now we got a Lutheran minister there.
Futhi ukuba lomunye ubaba omkhulu ongcwele ukumbeka phezu kwakho futhi lapho ulomfanekiso wesilo khona sibili iBhayibheli ekuthoyo manje balomfundisi womluthela inhloko yakho.
Well, we see it's uniting time. Same thing now, communism and all uniting together in the world and in the church and so forth, uniting together.
Awu. Siyabona isikhathi sokubambana. Into nye manje isikhomanisi lakho konke kubambana ndawonye emhlabeni lasebandleni futhi lokunjalo bemanyana ndawonye.
Watch nature. Oh my, nature, if you just watch nature does the same thing. Nature is God's calendar of signs. Did you know that?
Khangela imvelo. Oh mina bo, imvelo nxa ungakhangela nje imvelo yenza into efanayo. Imvelo ikhalenda kaNkuluNkulu yezibonakaliso. Obukwazi lokho?
Jesus told him to watch nature. The sea be roaring, see? And there'll be different things, and earthquakes in diverse places, national strife, signs in the heaven, signs on the earth. Everywhere there'll be signs at these coming times.
UJesu wabatshela ukuba bakhangele imvelo. Ulwandle luyabe lubhonga, bona. Futhi kuyabe kulezinto ezijiyeneyo. Lokuzamazama komhlaba endaweni ezijiyeneyo umbango wesizwe izibonakaliso ezulwini izibonakaliso emhlabeni indawo zonke kuzakuba lezibonakaliso zalesi sikhathi esibuyayo.
What's the cloud? Before the cloud can bring up a rainstorm, you know how it's done? Several little clouds get together. Make one big cloud.
Kangela mayezi. Ngaphambi kokuba mayezi ephakamisa isiphepho sezulu. Liyakwazi ukuthi kwenzakala kanjani. Amayezi amanengenyana, amancinyane, ayahlangana ndawonye, ayenze iyezi elilodwa elikhulu.
This has got a bunch of wind going in, this other's got a bunch of wind going in, they all blow together, and then they got a hurricane. See, they unite before they can have the storm. They had to.
Awu, leli lilo moyo mncane oliphephethayo, leli elinye lilo moyo mncane oliphephethayo, futhi wonke ayaphephetheka ndawonye, futhi kube sokusiba lesiphepho, bona, ayahlangana phambi kokuba lesiphepho, kumele enze njalo.
What dust and heat unite themselves together before they leave their country? See? They unite together. You can see them flying from this pond to that pond, from here over to there, all of them getting together. They're uniting, getting ready for their takeoff.
Kangela matata, la matata makulu, ezibambanisa ndawonye, phambi kokuba asuke elizweni lawo, bona ayabambana ndawonye. Ungawabona ephapha esuka kuleli cibi, esiya kuleliyana icibi, esuka lapha, esiya ngale, wonke esiya ndawonye, ayahlangana, elungiselela ukusuka kwawo.
See, it's just that's nature. And God created nature. And nature works by the plan of God. It's a law, an unwritten law of God, that nature works according to his law.
Bona, kuyi. Leyo imvelo futhi uNkulunkulu wadala imvelo njalo imvelo isebenza ngecebo likaNkulunkulu kungumthetho umthetho kaNkulunkulu ongabhalwanga leyo mvelo isebenza mayelana nomthetho wakhe.
Speaking at funeral service of the sap that goes down into the grave in the bottom of the tree root to lay there until the resurrection in the spring, it's a law of God.
Njengokufana ngikhuluma enkonzweni yomngcwabo kulomhluzi wesihlahla oya phansi encwabene phansi ekugcineni kwempande yesihlahla ukuhlala lapho kuze kube sekuvusweni entwasa kungumthetho kaNkulunkulu.
There's no intelligence can make that sap go down, man. You couldn't drain it out, you couldn't milk it out. There's no way of doing it any better than God does it.
Gagula lwazi olungenza lomhluzi wesihlahla uye phansi ungeke umunye ukhuphe, ngeke usenge ukhuphe, akula enye indlela yokukwenza ngcono okwedlula uNkulunkulu enza ngayo.
God got the perfect way, so when the leaf drops off and he sends the sap down into the grave and hides it, Job said, hide me in the grave until my wrath be past.
UNkulunkulu ulendlela epheleleyo, ngakho lapho ihlamvu likhithika, yikho yena uyathumela umhluzi wesihlahla phansi engcwabeni futhi awufihle njengoJobe wathi ngifihle engcwabeni kuze kwedlule ulaka lwakho.
It goes down there because it's a law of nature. Before blossom the leaves now begin to fall. Why? It's a law of nature.
Bona uyehla phansi lapho ngokuba kungumthetho wemvelo kungakeza umtshazo khangela amahlamvu manje eqala ukukhithika ngani kungumthetho wemvelo.
Ducks will get together, every one of them, and rally around a leader. In there, they'll know somehow, I don't know how they do it, but they know that that certain little drake is a leader.
Amadada ayabuthana ndawonye, wonke azungeze umkhokheli. Lapha azabakwazi ngeyinye indlela, ngangikwazi ukuthi akwenza njani. Kodwa ayakwazi ukuthi lelo dade elincane elili ude lingumkhokheli.
And that little fellow will all get together and rally right around him and rise right up in the air and he'll never been off that pond now, but he'll go just as straight to Louisiana or Texas as he can go to the rice field.
Futhi lokho kumfanyana uyabuthana wonke lakho amzungeza aphakame phezulu emoyeni futhi uza kakaza asuke kulelo cibi manje kodwa uza hamba eqonde nje eLouisiana kumbe Texas ngokuhamba kwalo liye ensimini yerayisi.
Before they take to their flight to leave their home where they've been born that year, they unite together.
Amen.
Amen. There you are, rallying around a leader.
Bon, engakasuki ukuphapha ukuchiya ikhaya lawo lapho azalwa khona ngalowo mnyaka ayamanyana ndawonye. Amen. Nanko ke ayabuthana azungeze umkhokheli wawo.
The trouble of it is, with man, you don't know his leader.
Yeah.
They'll rally around a denomination, they'll rally around a bishop or a man, but they won't rally around the leader, the Holy Spirit in the Word.
Uhlupho lwakho yikuthi ngomuntu kamazi umkhokheli wakhe. Yebo mnumzana, balandela inhlanganiso yesonto, babuthanela umbishopu kumbe umuntu, kodwa kababuthanela umkhokheli umoya ongcwele elizwini.
See, they say, oh well, I'm afraid I get a little fanatically, I'm afraid I get off on the wrong foot. Oh, there you are.
Bona bathi bona, oh yebo, ngiyesaba ngingahlanya la kancinyane, ngiyesaba ngingalahleka. Oh, nanko ke.
Well, for little ducks in there, I just don't like the way he keeps his feathers. I don't believe I'll follow him. You'll freeze to death. You'll be caught up there if you don't take with the flight as it goes. It unites itself together. And nature does it.
Aluba idade elincane lathi kangithandi nje indlela agcina ngayo insiba zakhe, angikholwa ukuba ngingamlandela. Uzachazufe, uzabanjwa khona nxa ungahambile lo mhlambe ophaphayo. Lapho uhamba uyazibambanisa ndawonye, futhi imvelo iyakwenza lokho.
He unites themselves together, rallies himself around their leader. They do the same thing.
Amadada amakhulu ayazibambanisa ndawonye, ayabuthanela umkhokheli wawo, ayenza into yinye.
Did you ever notice bees a swarming? Bees will unite themselves together before they swarm, right around their queen. That's right. And where she goes, away they go too. That's, what do they do? They unite before the swarm. Exactly, every nature.
So wake wananzelela umchichi wenyosi. Inyosi ziyazibambanisa ndawonye, zingakenzi umchichi, zizungeze indlovukazi yazo, kunjalo. Futhi lapho ayakhona ziyakhona lazo futhi. Yebo, zenzani na? Ziyabambana, zingakenzi umchichi sibili imvelo yonke.
Fish unite themselves together before the spring run out in the ocean. You can find them then. They probably call something the salmon.
Inhlanzi ziyamanyana ndawonye lungakafiki uhambo lwentwasa. Phandle lwandle ungakazifumani lezo ezinkulu esizibiza hampsi isalimoni.
When they come up there, before that run comes in, you'll see them by the tens of thousands out in that sea, coming around and around, salt water, but they're actually freshwater fish.
Lapho zisiza khonapho isikhathi sokuphuma singakafiki, uyazibona ngamachumi aziyinkulungwane phandle kulolo lwandle, zisiza zizungeza zizungeza amanzi alesawuto, kodwa zinhlanzi zemfuleni.
And here they come out of that fresh water to go up for spawning season. They go up there and spawn about every 4 years and die as soon as they spawn.
Futhi nanzo zisiza lapho emanzini omfula, zisiya esikhathini sokuzala, ziyakhwela phezulu lapho zizale phose iminyaka yonke emini, futhi zife lapho ziqeda ukuzala.
And they know they're going there to die. And you couldn't stop them with nothing. You jump fish ladders and everything else getting up there knowing they're going to their death.
Njalo ziyazi ukuthi ziyakhonale ukuya kufa, futhi ungeke uzimise ngalutho. Ziyeqa amalele enhlanzi njalo lakho konke okunye, zikhwela phezu khonale zisazi ukuthi ziya ekufeni kwazo.
But the law of nature makes them knowing that they go up there and spawn and the old ones die and the young ones come on, and something unites them together then, and out into the ocean they go. It's uniting. It's a law. You just can't beat God's law.
Kodwa umthetho wemvelo uyazenza zona zisazi ukuthi ziyakhonale futhi zizale emgodini njalo zife, futhi ezincane zisiza kulento ezibambanisa ndawonye zibe sezisiya elwandle. yikubambana kungumthetho ungeke wehlula umthetho kaNkulunkulu.
Nations are breaking for the time now that we see that they're supposed to do this. We're in the process of national disturbance.
Izizwe ziyadazuka okwesikhathi manje lokho sibona ukuthi kumele bakwenze lokho siphakathi kokuqhubeka kokuphazamiseka kwelizwe.
We see the nations are breaking relationship. Year by year we find this nation being swallowed up in communism. This one being swallowed up in communism.
Sibona izizwe ziyephula ubudlelwano umnyaka ngomnyaka sifumana lesi sizwe siginywa isikhomanisi lesi siginywa isikhomanisi.
And right here in our own nation, it's honeycombed with communism. And it will take over.
Amen.
It will. No way of stopping.
Futhi khona lapha elizweni lakithi sikonjolozwe isikhomanisi futhi siza kuthumba. Bona, kuza kwenza akulandlela yokumisa.
Why? The same reason that you couldn't stop Titus. The people have rejected God and His Word.
Amen.
Yes, sir. So they're going to do it, and we see it right in prophets.
Ngani isizathu sinye owangeke wamisa uThithu abantu baphike uNkulunkulu lezwi lakhe yebo nomzana ngakho baza kwenza futhi siyakubona kusenzakala.
I usually take a couple hours. I've already been about 30 minutes right now. See, but to get all this in, I'm just pushing. You study it when you get home.
Mina ngokujwayelekileyo ngithatha amakhola athile sengile mzuzu ephose ibe ngamashumi amathathu khona manje bona kodwa ukungenisa konke lokho phakathi ngiyafuqa nje likufundisise nxa lifika ngekhaya.
Notice, right now in United, you say, Brother Branham, is that true? They're coming to the Battle of Armageddon. Exactly what they will do, see? And they're uniting for that right now. That's why we got the UN and everything we have.
Nanzelela khona manje bayabambana wena uthi mfowethu Branham lokho kuliqiniso bayeza empini yase amaGideon khonoko sibili abaza kwenza bona futhi bayabambana ngenxa yalokho khona manje yikho sile UN futhi lakho konke esilakho.
The Western world united against the Eastern world, communism and so forth, it's all united together. The churches are uniting together. Everything seems to be uniting themselves together. We see that.
Amazwe asentshonalanga ayabambana elwisana lamazwe asempumalanga. Isikhomanisi futhi lokunye konke kuyabambana ndawonye. Amasonto ayabambana ndawonye. Yonke into ikhangeleke yabambana. Bebambana bezibambanisa ndawonye. Siyakubona lokho.
Also, while all this uniting of the nations, these signs, national signs, we see out here in the world, earthquakes and diverse places, different things uniting.
Futhi lapho konke lokho ukubambana kwesizwe lezi izibonakaliso zesizwe siyabona phandle lapha emhlabeni ukuzamazama komhlaba endaweni ezijiyeneyo izinto ezijiyeneyo zibambana.
Bringing the world together, bringing the people together, all the churches together, all these things. And while all this uniting thing going on, there is another uniting going on.
Amen.
Amen. That's what I want to point to you now.
Zileta umhlaba ndawonye, zileta abantu ndawonye, amasonto wonke ndawonye, zonke lezi zinto, njalo konke lokhu ukubambana kusenzakala, kulokunye ukubambana okwenzakalayo. Amen. Yikho emfuna ukulikhomba khona manje.
God is uniting His bride. He's coming together from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. There's a uniting time, and that's on right now. What's He uniting for? The rapture.
UNkulunkulu ubambanisa umlobokazi wakhe uyeza ndawonye kusukela empumalanga nentshonalanga futhi enyakatho laseningizimu kulesi sikhathi sokubambana futhi kuyenzeka khona manje ubambanelani na uhlwitho.
Amen. God's getting ready. Yes, sir. Uniting. What's He uniting with? With the Word.
Amen.
For all heavens and earth will pass away, but my Word shall never pass away.
Amen. UNkulunkulu uyamlungiselela yena. Yebo nomzana, ukubambana. Ubambana lani kanye lezwi ngoba wonke amazulu lomhlaba aya kwedlula kodwa ilizwi lami aliyikwedlula.
She's uniting herself with the saith the Lord and promise to what? Any denomination anybody else says. She's uniting herself. She's getting ready.
Uyazibambanisa yena kanye lo icho kanje inkosi. Kungelani ukuthi inhlanganiso yesonto kumbe omunye umuntu uthini. Uyazibambanisa yena uyalungiselela.
Yeah, she is a bride. That's right. And she's uniting herself with her bridegroom. See, and the bridegroom is the Word. In the beginning was the Word is with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Ngani ungumlobokazi, yikho sibili, futhi uyazibambanisa yena lomyeni wakhe. Bona, futhi umyeni yilizwi, ekuqaleni kwakukhona ilizwi lalilo nkulunkulu, njalo ilizwi lalingo nkulunkulu, futhi ilizwi lenziwa laba yinyama lahlala phakathi kwethu.
And the church and the bride and the Word is becoming so one until the very Word itself is working out the works of the bridegroom. Is this a united?
Njalo ibandla lomlobokazi lelizwi sokusiba munye kuze kuthi ilizwi ngokwalo lisebenza imsebenzi yomyeni. Amen. Liyakubona ukubambana.
Not no more join the church, not more this, but free from everything and tied to Jesus Christ. It's the uniting time. God uniting his bride together, bringing it back, just exactly, uniting the words of his promise.
Kungayisikho ukujoyina isonto, kungayisikho okwalokho, kodwa balekela konke, ubotshelwe kuJesu Kristu bona. Isikhathi sokubambana, uNkulunkulu ebambanisa umlobokazi wakhe ndawonye, embuyisa, yikho sibili, ebambanisa amazwi esithembiso sakhe.
2 Thessalonians, 2 chapter, it says, this 5th chapter says, the saints that are asleep in the dust of the earth will waken, and then we will unite with them, the living ones, with the ones that's been dead, we'll unite before we even get up there, because a bride will be complete when she gets there.
Amen.
AbaseTesalonika besibili isahluko 2 yona ithi lesi isahluko 5 sithi abangcwele abaleleyo ethulini lomhlabathi bazavuka njalo sizabambana labo abaphilayo kanye lalabo abakade befile baza kuhlangana phambi kokuba senyukele khonale ngoba umlobokazi uzabe sephelele lapho yena efika khonale.
The one that's living is uniting himself with the Word, and those that are gone already did that, and it all comes together and makes one great union of an uniting before going up there. Amen.
Labo abaphilayo, ababambana lelizwi, nalabo ase bahambayo kudala, bakwenza lokho, futhi konke kuza ndawonye, kwenza umanyano owodwa omkhulu wokubambana singa genyukeli khonale. Amen.
Communism has to rise, these other things have to rise, and the church has to unite itself out there for the nations, out there for the world council of churches, and the bride has to unite itself under the word of God.
Is communism kumele sivuke, lalezi ezinye izinto kumele sivuke, lebandla kumele lizibambanise phandle ngale, lapho lezo lezizwe phandle ngale, okwe council yamabandla omhlaba. Lo mlobokazi kumele uzibambanise yena phansi kwelizwi likaNkulunkulu.
In order to do that, God has sent down the heavenly signs and things that prove to the church as it has to me. Amen.
Ukuze kwenze njalo, uNkulunkulu uthumele isibonakaliso sasezulwini lezinto ukutshengisela ebandleni njengoba yena enzile esizweni. Amen.
God, uniting time. Yes, sir. Oh, my. I remember. Now, there is a uniting of the Word. Uniting back again. Bringing back the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Bringing back.
Oh, Nkulunkulu, isikhathi sokubambana. Yebo, Mnumzane. Oh, mina bo. Manje liyakhumbula manje. Kulokubambana kwelizwi. Ukubambana futhi. Ukubuyisa. Ukholo lwake lwanikezwa abangcwele. Ukubuyisa.
This could only be done in this day. The only time it could be done is right now. It never was attacked anywhere else. They went off on denominational spree.
Lokho kungenziwa kuphela kulolu suku. isikhathi kuphela okungenziwa ngaso kukhona manje alizange lihlaselwe loba ngapi banhlanhlata ngokuzitika kwamasonto.
But now it don't fall under denominational spring because it's time for the uniting of men and women of every race, every color, every creed, everything under Christ by the baptism of the Holy Spirit and back to the Word.
Kodwa manje akuseyi kuzitika kwamasonto kuba isikhathi sokubambana kwamadoda labafazi bemhlobo yonke umbala wonke isivumankolo sonke konke phansi kukaKristu ngobhaphathizo lukamoya ngcwele futhi lokubuyela elizwini.
Uniting time for the church. Oh my. Uniting of the word that's been scattered all abroad by these organizations.
Isikhathi sokubambana sebandla, oh mina bo, ukubambanisa ilizwi lonke ebelihlakazwe yilezi izinhlanganiso.
Ever since at Nicaea Rome, when they organized the first church, and they organized Luther, they organized Wesley, they organized all the rest of churches.
Kusukela eNicaea eRoma, lapho behlela isonto yokuqala, futhi bahlela uLuther, bahlela uWesley, bahlela la wonke amasonto.
And during that they had to adopt the creed. And then when God sent second mail, they could not receive it. Therefore, it was not possible until now.
Futhi bekwenza lokho, bemukela isivumo kholo, futhi ke lapho uNkulunkulu ethumela okunye, babengeke bakwamukele khona. Ngakho ke kwakungela kwenzeka kuze kube manje.
And God promised in the last days that the faith of the fathers would be restored back to the bride again, that it would be this way and it couldn't be no other time but this time.
Futhi uNkulunkulu wathembisa ngensuku zokugcina ukuba ukholo lwabo baba luza kubuyiselwa kumlobokazi njalo ukuba kuza kuba kanje futhi kwakungeke kwaba ngesinye isikhathi kodwa lesi isikhathi.
Look what a sign from heaven as a pillar of fire hanging among us in the signs and wonders of the Lord Jesus Christ and why he speaks to us that never fails to be perfectly over the Amen. Amen. And we see where we're standing. Uniting time.
Kangeli sibonakaliso bani esivele ezulwini njengensiki yomlilo ilengile phakathi kwethu futhi lezibonakaliso lezimangaliso zenkosi uJesu Kristu futhi lapho ekhuluma kithi akwehluleki ukwenzakala ngokupheleleyo njengoba kuthiwa amen. Ngakho siyabona lapho esimi khona isikhathi sokubambana.
We see nations uniting, we see the world uniting, we see communism uniting, we see the churches uniting, and we see God uniting himself with his bride. But he and the church is the same thing.
Sibona izizwe zibambana, sibona umhlaba ubambana, sibona isikhomanisi sibambana, sibona amasonto ebambana, futhi sibona uNkulunkulu ezibambanisa yena lomlobokazi njengepiramidi lapho. Yikho.
Uniting themselves together. God uniting. Why? Never before since the early church age was a pillar of fire among the people. Never before since the early church age did you ever see the things that we're seeing today.
Bezibambanisa ndawonye. UNkulunkulu ebambana ngani akukazi ngaphambilini kusukela esizukulwaneni sokuqala sebandla insiki yomlilo yaba phakathi kwabantu akukazi ngaphambilini kusukela esizukulwaneni sebandla lakuqala bake babona izinto esizibonayo thina lamhlanje.
And this was only made possible when God sent the seven seals and gave us the sign by it and sent seven angels down out of heaven and come to bring back that scattered word of that knowledge and tie it back into the word of God again to bring down his Holy Spirit.
Futhi lokho kwenziwa ukuba kwenzakale lapho uNkulunkulu ethumela impawu eziyisikhombisa futhi wasinika isibonakaliso ngakho wasethumela ingelosi eziyisikhombisa zivela ezulwini njalo weza ukubuyisa lelo lizwi elali hlakazile enhlelweni zamasonto futhi walibophanisa elizwini likaNkulunkulu njalo ukwehlisa umoya wakhe ongcwele.
Jesus said, if ye abide me and my word in you, then ask what you will, it shall be done unto you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Uniting the bride back with the word, which is God.
uJesu wathi nqa lihlala kimi lelizwi lami kini ngakho celana lokufunayo kuzakwenziwa kini ukubambanisa umlobokazi kanye lelizwi okunguNkulunkulu.
The church and the word, not church and the creed, church and the word. Yeah. The bride and the word united together.
Ibandla lelizwi, hatch ibandla lesivumo nkolo, ibandla lelizwi, umlobokazi lelizwi, kubambene ndawonye.
Oh my, what a restore back what? The faith of the original Pentecostal fathers. Yeah. 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 Have been scattered by Luther's group, not Luther himself. Not Luther, not Wesley, not those great founders.
Oh, minabo, in. Ukubiselani, ukholo lwabo baba baqala bes-Pentecost bona, hatch abasunguli laba bakhulu.
But after they were going away, there was a church raised up. And they, what they did with that then, they made an organization out of it. They set decrees and so forth, and away they went. Look at them today. Now they come into that world council of churches.
Kodwa ngemva kokuhamba kwabo, kwaba lebandla elavukayo futhi ba, lokho abakwenzayo ngalokho njalo, benza inhlanganiso ngakho, bemkela isivumo nkolo, lokunye futhi nampo behamba, njalo bakhangele namuhla, manje sebengene phakathi kwekansili yamabandla omhlaba.
Now you see, but in the last days, you see, we see things happening now that has never happened before.
Oh,
see, it's God's sign. And all this uniting is a time sign. Now we want to look at that carefully and be real sure that we're getting it.
Manje uyabona, kodwa ngensuku zokugcina, uyabona, sibona izinto zisenzakala. Manje lezo ezazingakazi zenzakale, bona, isibonakaliso sikaNkulunkulu. Futhi konke lokho ukubambana isibonakaliso sesikhathi manje sifuna ukukhangela lokho ngokunanzelela sibe leqiniso ukuba siya kubamba.
Leaving to leave the true word for denominations to accept creeds and opinions of different men instead of taking the word.
Bechia ilizwi leqiniso belanda inhlanganiso zenkolo ukwamkela isivumo kholo lemibono yabantu abajiyeneyo kula kuba bathathe ilizwi.
Revelation 10 said the seventh angel's message.
Amen.
Now remember, that's right at the seven trumpets. And the seven angels blow seven trumpets. That's what we're coming to next.
Isambulo 10 yathi, umbiko wengilosi yesikhombisa. Manje kumbula lokho. Kuphakathi kwempondo eziyisikhombisa njalo kule ngilosi eziyisikhombisa ezivuthela impondo eziyisikhombisa yikho okulandelayo esiza kukho.
But remember, very, very specifically it said the angel is not the seventh angel's trumpet, but the seventh angel's message. See? Not the trumpet angel, the message angel.
Kodwa khumbula, lapho ngokucacileyo. Kwathi okwengilosi, hatshi uphondo lwengilosi yesikhombisa. Kodwa umbiko wengilosi yesikhombisa. Bona, hatshi ingilosi yophondo, ingilosi yombiko.
See, the angel only sounded the trumpet, that seventh angel. The trumpet angel was this in the days of the message of the seventh angel. When his message is finished. See, that's the church age message.
Bona, ingilosi yavuthela kuphela uphondo. Leyo ngilosi yesikhombisa, ingilosi yophondo. Kodwa lokhu. Kuthi, ngensuku zombiko wengilosi yesikhombisa, bona, lapho umbiko wakhe usuphelile, bona, lo ngumbiko wesizukulwane sebandla.
And this time, then, he will, the message, not the trumpet, and the mystery of God that's written in the word should be finished.
Kulesi sikhathi ngakho, wayenza umbiko, hatshi uphondo, futhi imfihlakalo kaNkulunkulu elotshiweyo elizwini iyabe isiphelile.
Now look what a day we're living in. Look at those seals, how that draw that scattered word of God. What Luther and all the rest of them, the great reformers that went forth, come right back and show them in the Bible, whether it be every man right to his spot. What he would do and what would happen to the church. What would he do and what would happen to the church. All these things he left off.
Manje khangela ilanga esiphila kulo. Kangela lezo zimpawu kwabuthanisa lelo lizwi likaNkulunkulu
elihlakazekileyo lokhu Luther labo bonke labo abaguquli abakhu labaphumayo baphuma bakutshengisa eBhayibhelini lapho ababeza kubakhona wonke umuntu endaweni yakhe lokhu ayeza kwenza lalokho okwakuza kwenzakala ebandleni lokho ayeza kwenza futhi lalokho okwakuza kwenzakala ebandleni zonke lezi izinto azijiyayo.
And then in the last days, when we know nothing about it, foretold us of a certain thing happening, even in the newspapers, and then he's picked it up and comes right down and reveals it and ties the mystery together.
Jalo futhi ngosuku lokugcina lapho singazi lutho ngakho wasitshela ngaphambilini ngento ethile esenzakala lamaphephandaba futhi lokunye kwakuthatha kweza futhi kwembulwa njalo kwabuphanisa izimfihlakalo ndawonye. Amen, mzalwane. Lokho kuyahlabusa kimi. Lokho kimi kuyaqondanisa ilizwi. Amen. Angilandaba ukuthi kumbe ngilendaba ukuthi abantu bathini bakhumbulani kuyikho sibili kodwa kimi kuliqiniso.
Like the wise man coming down from Babylon, this stream, where is he born, king of the Jews, he's on earth right now. We've got to find him. That's right.
Njengamadoda ayezazi besehla bevele eBhabhiloni bememeza ungapi yena ozelwe eyinkosi yabajuda yena usemhlabeni khona manje kumele simfumane yena kunjalo.
Now believe he's so close to coming, I can say, behold, the bridegroom cometh, and there is the bridegroom. Amen. We're right at the time of the east. The hour we're living.
Futhi ngiyakholwa yena useseduze lokubuya okokuthi ngingathi bheka umyeni uyeza ngiyezwa isimemezelo saphakathi kobusuku. Amen. Sikuso sona isikhathi sokuphela. Oh mina bo isikhathi esiphila kuso.
What a day, what a time that we're living. This great mystery of God being finished, bringing into Godhead, showing what it is. How these little isms, and one off made him this, and somebody made him this, and somebody made him that.
Nanzelela, bona. Ilanga elinjani isikhathi bani esisiphilayo limfihlakalo enkulu kaNkulunkulu ipheliswa kulethe ubuNkulunkulu kutshengisa ukuthi kuyini ukuthi kanjani lezo zinkolo ezincane baphuma bamenza yena waba yilokho futhi lomunye wamenza lokho lomunye wamenza lokhuya.
But the angel of the Lord come down and brought up all their isms and pulled out that truth out of it and presented there it is just as perfect as it can be. No other way you could go. There it is. That's what he is.
Kodwa ingilosi yenkosi yehla phansi yaletha zonke inkolo zabo yakhupha iqiniso phakathi kwakho wasekwethula khona futhi nanko khona lapho kuphelele nje njengoba kunjalo khona akula enye indlela ongahamba ngayo nanko khona lapho yikho lokho ayikho yena.
See, serpent seed all these different things has been so mysteriously amongst the people. See, what is it? This is a sign to what? Unite.
Bon, inzalo yenyoka, zonke zonke lezi izinto, ezitshiyeneyo, ebezifihlakele phakathi kwabantu, bon, kuyini khona, yena, waye ele, lesi sibonakaliso, sokwenzani, ukubambana.
What do you say Malachi 4 would restore? Yeah. Restore back the original Pentecostal faith. Back to the people with the same Pentecostal message, the same Hallelujah. Pentecostal sign, the same Pentecostal evidence.
Wathini uMalachi 4? Uza kubuyisela ukholo lwasekuqaleni lwamaPentecost lubuyele ebantwini. Lombiko ofanayo wamaPentecost, lesibonakaliso sinye esifanayo sePentecost, lobufakazi bunye obufanayo bePentecost.
The same God, the same power, the same teaching. Everything exactly was the vindication of the same pillar of fire. The shot fall down the road back to the heavens. And the same thing.
UNkulunkulu ofanayo, amandla afanayo, imfundiso efanayo, konke kufanana. Kulokhu qinisa kunye kwensika yomlilo
efanayo eyachayelela phansi uSaul esehla endleleni siya eDamasiko iphakathi kwethu lamuhla isenza izinto ezifanayo azenzayo ngalelo langa ukubambana.
We see the nations uniting, we see the world uniting, we see the churches uniting, we see the bride uniting with the word. Why? The word is God.
Sibona izizwe zibambana, sibona umhlaba ubambana, sibona amasonto ebambana, sibona umlobokazi ebambana, ebambana lezwi ngani ilizwi ngonkulunkulu.
As the word, as the bridegroom being the word and the bride being the hearer of the word, they come together in a union.
Futhi njengoba ilizwi, njengoba umyeni eyilizwi, futhi umlobokazi engolalela ilizwi beza ndawonye kumanyano.
They unite like a wedding. See, they're getting ready for a wedding. They become one. The word becomes you. You become the word.
Bayabambana njengomshado. Bona sebelungiselela umthato futhi baba munye ilizwi liba nguwe wena usiba ilizwi.
Jesus said that day, you know it, all the Father is, I am all I am, you are all you are, I am.
UJesu wathi ngalolo suku lizabakwazi konke lokho ubaba ayikho ngiyikho futhi konke engiyikho mina landi yikho njalo konke eliyikho ngiyikho ngalolo suku lizabakwazi ukuthi ngikubaba ubaba ukimi mina ngikini lani likimi. Bona ngalolo suku luphu suku lolu suku siyafumana izimfihlakalo ezinkulu ezifihlakeleyo zikaNkulunkulu zisembulo. Oh, ngikuthanda kanjani lokho.
And the word could not compare as they do today. They couldn't do it before. It's just now that they can do it.
Oh, kanyele. Ukuthi iscience lelizwi kwakungela kulinganiswa njengoba kusenza lamuhla. Kwakungeke kukwenze ngaphambilini. Kukathesi nje lapho asebekwenza khona.
Notice he says heavenly sign. Heavenly sign. Science and national sign. Now they have a great science in the sky today.
Nanzelele, yena wathi izibonakaliso zasezulwini, izibonakaliso zasezulwini, iscience futhi lezibonakaliso zelizwe. Manje sebe lesibonakaliso esikhulu esibhakabhakeni lamuhla sebe lama astronaut lakho konke.
What does these astronauts do to the world science? It brings them fear. They don't know what time they can stand up something like that, just drop these bombs and we'd be no more.
Kodwa kuyini laba ama-astronaut abakwenzayo emhlabeni isibonakaliso kubalethela ukwesaba. Ngabakwazi ukuthi yisikhathi bani abangathumela into enjengaleyo futhi bakhithize lawa amabhomba sibe sisitshabalala.
See, and that's the signs that they got fearful sights in heaven. See, they've got them. Comets, missiles and everything. All kinds of signs.
Bona. Manje hizo izibonakaliso abalazo okubonakalayo okwesabisayo ezulwini. Bona balawo amamisayeli ethomiki lakho konke inhlobo zonke zezibonakaliso.
You see what is signed this treaty the other day that they were going to not explore any more bombs out open, but now they're going under water and down on the ground testing just the same.
Uyabona lapha abasayina lesi isivumelwano ngolunye usuku ukuthi babenga sayi kudubula futhi amabhomba sobala kodwa manje sebeza kuya phansi emanzini futhi la phansi komhlabathi bewalinga ngokufanayo.
See, it's signed a treaty. We won't do this if you say you won't do it, but we'll go back over home and do it this way. Well, we know you're doing the same way over there.
Bayasayina isivumelwano. Asisoze senze lokho nxa usithi awusoze ukwenze lokho kodwa sizabuyela ekhaya futhi sikwenze ngale indlela sisazi ukuthi ukwenza ngendlela yinye khona ngale.
It's just not a thing. It's just there's not no trust among them. There's no nothing you can see. And everyone's scared of the other. That's a fearful sign.
Bona akulanto yikuba nje akula kuthembana phakathi kwabo akula akula lutho ungakwanisa bona wonke umuntu wesaba omunye leso isibonakaliso esesabekayo
and man and nations have produced a fearful sign in the skies. That's exactly right. Now, fearing one another.
Isayensi lomuntu lezizwe kuveze isibonakaliso esesabekayo esibhakabhakeni kuyikho sibili manje bayesabana.
There's been a heavenly sign give to the see now they got a sign of the heaven too, a fearful sign. A man and an astronaut might have an atomic missile that could drop and destroy the whole nation.
Foot. Kube lesibonakaliso sasezulwini esiphiwe bona manje balesibonakaliso ezulwini futhi isibonakaliso esesabekayo umuntu phakathi kweastronaut angaba le misayili yeatomic futhi angaphosa achabalalise isizwe sonke angene phakathi kweastronaut futhi ame phandle khonale akulanto engaba nqabela ukuba bakwenze bangakwenza ngeqiniso
they can bring her into dust if they want to but in 15 minutes from now and then one can do the other in that way too
yeah.
So you see that they got a sign but that kind of sign makes them scared
vanga loba isiphi isikhathi abafuna ukukwenza bangawuletha ube luthuli nxa befuna kodwa phakathi kwemzuzu elithumi lalihlanu kusukela manje futhi lokho omunye angakwenza omunye futhi ngeyinye indlela futhi ngakho uyabona ukuthi balesibonakaliso kodwa lolo hlobo lwesibonakaliso luyabenza besabe
they're uniting together putting their powers together the free world is putting its power together the communism putting their power together in Russia everybody but each one scared of the other one see it's a fearful sign that's right That's national signs,
man. Bayabambana ndawonye. Behlanganisa amandla abo ndawonye. Umhlabo okhululekileyo. Bahlanganisa amandla abo ndawonye. Amakhomanisi bahlanganisa amandla abo ndawonye. Kanye le Russia. Umuntu wonke. Kodwa omunye wesabo omunye. Bona isibonakaliso esesabekayo. Kunjalo lezo izibonakaliso zesizwe. Futhi lezinto.
But the church has received a heavenly sign. An astronaut.
Praise
Amen. Jesus Christ in the form of a pillar of fire that he was in the Old Testament, that he was when he met Saul on the road down there to Damascus. The same Jesus here today.
Kodwa ibandla lemgeli sibonakaliso sasezulwini. Astronaut. Amen. UJesu Kristu ngesimo sensiki yomlilo leyo ayeyiyo kuTestament elidala leyo ayeyiyo lapho ehlangana loPaul endleleni lapho esiya eDamaseko. UJesu ofanayo lapha namuhla.
And what does it do? Does it bring fear? It brings love. Are you uniting one another? Amen. A feeling for one another.
Futhi kwenzani khona? Kuyaletha khona ukwesaba na. Kuletha uthando ukubambana komunye lomunye. Amen. Ukuzwelana omunye lomunye.
It brings the love of God. Oh, uniting us and brings us the body of Christ into unity as a bride. That's what it's doing now. This great union is God.
Kuletha uthando lukaNkulunkulu. Oh, ukusibambanisa futhi. Lokusiletha umzimba kaKristu ebunyeni njengomlobokazi yikho okukwenzayo manje. Lumanyana omkhulu lo uNkulunkulu.
Uniting themselves, one group here to fight the other, one group over here to fight the other. Here the church is standing between them. You watch what happens, they'll unite with them. That's exactly right. But now we find out that brings fear and frustration.
Bayazibambanisa bona. Iqembe lelodwa lapha ukulwisa elinye. Iqembe lelodwa lapha ukulwisa elinye. Lapha ibandla lime phakathi kwabo khangela lokho okwenzakalayo. Kuza kubambana labo. Lokho kunjalo. Kodwa manje siyafumana ukuthi kuletha ukwesaba lokubindeka.
But the church, the bride, is united by one God. Under one spirit, the spirit of God, and one holy union of God, to be one holy bride to God. That's right. All together, unity of the body.
Kodwa ibandla, umlobokazi ubanjaniswe ngonkulunkulu oyedwa, ngaphansi komoya munye, umoya kankulunkulu, kumanyano munye, kankulunkulu, ongcwele. ukuba ngumlobokazi oyedwa ogcwele kuNkulunkulu kunjalo konke ndawonye ukubambana komzimba.
The body waiting as the bride, as it is the bride, as we call ourselves the bride, for the uniting time of the bride, the church is so coming together. It should create just a love among us that we can hardly be away from one another. That's right.
Umzimba ulindele njengomlobokazi, njengoba wona ungumlobokazi, njengoba sibiza ngokuthi umlobokazi, ngesikhathi sokubambana komlobokazi, ibandla liza ndawonye, kumele kudale uthando nje phakathi kwethu ukuze kube nzima ukuba khatshana lomunye kunjalo.
When you don't have to beg people to pray, you don't have to beg them to worship God, you don't have to beg them to do what's right. They're just so in love with him until there's nothing else.
Lapho wena nje, awudingi ukuncenga abantu ukuthandaza. Awudingi ukubancenga ukukhonza uNkulunkulu. Awudingi ukubancenga ukwenza okulungileyo. Bayathandana laye nje kuze kungabi lokunye nje.
What do you think about a little girl, a real pretty little maid that's going to marry some handsome young man that she's just so madly in love with, it means more to her than her own life, and she knows right away that they're going to get married.
Ucabangani ngenkazana encane, inkazana sibili enhle encane, eza kuchata lensizwa enhle, ahlanyisana laye ngothando, kutsho okunenge kuye, okwedlula impilo yakhe, futhi uyakwazi khona manje ukuthi baza kuchata.
As that wedding day approaches, that little fella, I'm telling you, she's all walking around. See, she's just making everything ready. She surrenders completely to him. That's right.
Lapho lelo langa lomtshato lisondela, lo manka omncane, ngiyakutshela, yena uyahamba-hamba bona, yena uyalungiselela konke, uyanikela konke kuye ngokugcweleyo kunjalo.
Everything that pleases him, that's just what she wants to do. Well, that should be the way of the church today. That our life should be so hidden in God through Christ, sealed in ever the Holy Spirit.
Yonke into emthabisayo, yikho kuphela afuna ukukwenza. Awu kumele kube yindlela yebandla lamuhla ukuba impilo yethu imele ibe ifihlwe kuNkulunkulu ngoKristu ibekwe uphawu ngomoya ongcwele.
The thing I've been teaching to you, sir, is telling you these signs and different things are happening. I haven't got time to do it now. Well, another message, Lord, buddy.
Into ebengilifundisa yona lapha ikulitshela ngalezi zibonakaliso lezinto ezichiyeneyo ezenzakalayo. Kangila sikhathi ukwenza manje, ngiza kwenza komunye umbiko, inkosi ithanda.
But there's one little thing yet lacking in the church. And we want got to get to that, and I'm right on the edge of it now. See, we want to get to that. You've got to do it. If you don't do it, that's just all. You must do it.
Kodwa, kusasele inye into esilelayo ebandleni. Futhi sifuna lokho, ukufika kulokho, njalo, sengiseduze. Lakho manje bona sifuna ukufika lapho nxa kumele ukwenze nxa ungakwenzi yikho kuphela kumele ukwenze.
The uniting time is at hand, for God is getting the church together to be a rapture to go to the wedding for the great union when God and man will unite for eternity.
Amen.
When creatures of time unite with the eternal.
Ngoba khangela isikhathi sokubambana sesondele, ngoba uNkulunkulu useletha ibandla ndawonye ukuba lo hlwitho ukuya emtshadweni womanyana omkhulu. Lapho uNkulunkulu lomuntu baza kubambana okwaphakade. Lapho izidalwa zesikhathi zibambana lena phakade.
It was once done in the form of the Son of Man on earth, and he had to give his life to bring about a power to unite other men with the same power for the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Kwake kwenziwa ngesimo sendodana yomuntu emhlabeni, futhi wayemele anikeze ukuphila kwakhe ukuletha amandla okubambanisa abanye abantu lalawa amandla afanayo awomlobokazi kaJesu Kristu.
And now the church is uniting itself. The body of Christ is got itself free, cut away from every little fetter. Get itself ready. Getting together. Union among them. Oh, love and joy. And the Holy Spirit moving among them. Oh, my, what a time.
Futhi manje ibandla lizibambanisa lona emzimbeni kaKristu lizikhulule lona laziqamula kuzo zonke izibopho ezincane lazilungiselela lona lisiza ndawonye umanyano phakathi kwabo uthando lenjabulo futhi umoya ongcwele ehamba phakathi kwabo mina bo isikhathi esinjani.
As we see the ducks getting ready, we see the geese getting ready, we see the bees getting ready, we see the clouds getting ready for rain, we see everything, how it unites itself together for its great push.
Njengoba sibona amadata elungiselela, sibona la madata amakhulu elungiselela, sibona izinyamazana, inyosi zilungiselela, sibona amayezi elungiselela, izulu sibona konke ukuthi kuzibambanisa njani ndawonye okokufuqa kwakho okukhulu.
We see the League of Nations of the nations together, uniting themselves in communism. We see them uniting themselves over here in the Western world.
Sibona inhlangano yezizwe, ndawonye bezibambanisa ngesikhomanisi. Siyababona bezibambanisa ngapha ezizweni zentshonalanga.
We see the church uniting itself together. All these other souls, it's absolutely impossible. No other time could it be this way.
Sibona ibandla lizibambanisa ndawonye labo bonke abanye ngakho akula kwenzeka sibili kwakungela esinye isikhathi okwakungaba ngalindlela kwakungeke kube ngalindlela iminyaka engamachumi amabili edlulileyo.
It could have been this way 20 years ago, could have been this way 10 years ago, has to be right now. See, because these isms and things hadn't come to this place.
Kwakungeke kube ngalindlela, kwakungeke kube leyi ndlela iminyaka elithume edluleyo, kumele kube khona manje, bona, ngokuba lezo nkolo, lezi zinto, zazingakafiki kule ndawo.
Now wake up, shake yourself right quick, look out here where we're at.
Yeah.
Where are we? Like those wise men, we're right in line with this word.
Yeah.
And the light of the Lord is shining upon our path.
Manje, vuka, zinyikinye ngokuphangisa. Futhi ukhangele phandle lapha esikhona singaphi na njengalawo amadoda izazi siqondile nta kanye lezwi lakhe futhi ukukhanya kwenkosi kukhanya endleleni yethu.
Glory be to God who give us Jesus Christ who we love and has brought us to this place. We are his people,
bought
with the price of his blood. Oh, my.
Uduma kuNkulunkulu wasipha uJesu Kristu, lo esimthandayo, futhi wasiletha kule indawo, njalo lapho thina singabantu bakhe, sithengwe ngentengo yegazi lakhe. Oh, mina bo.
When the uniting time comes, we're looking as we unite with one another in the bonds of his spirit. Can it be his spirit? Sure, it's his spirit. Why is it? It's his word, and he is, that is the spirit of the word.
Lapho isikhathi sokubambana sisiza. Sikhangele lapho sibambana omunye lomunye ezibopheni zomoya wakhe. Siya, kungaba ngumoya wakhe na, ngeqiniso ngumoya wakhe. Kungani njalo, kuyilizwi lakhe, futhi yena uyi lokho kungumoya welizwi.
And when that spirit of promise comes upon you and vindicates and shows itself right here, is it the same spirit?
Njalo lapho lowo moya wesithembiso usiza phezu kwakho. Uziqinise futhi uzitshengise wona khona lapha. Khona kungumoya ofanayo.
It was the one that was with Moses in the wilderness. It was the one that was upon Jesus Christ. He's the one that Saul on the road to Damascus. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he does the same thing.
Kwakuyiwo owawulomosi enkangala. Kwakuyiwo owawuphezu kaJesu Kristu. Nguye owahlangana loSawule esendleleni yakhe siye eDamaseko. Uyafana izolo lamhla futhi laphakade. Njalo yena wenza into efanayo.
And we see the nations together, we see the church heads together, we see communism together, we see the isms uniting, we see all these things, and now we see the bride uniting with the word. Oh, my time that the saints shall arise to unite with those that are living, to go and unite with Jesus Christ for eternity.
Futhi sibona izizwe ezindawonye, sibona inhloko zamabandla ndawonye, sibona isikhomanisi ndawonye, sibona izinkolo zibambana sibona zonke lezi zinto futhi manje sibona umlobokazi ebambana lelizwi oh mina bo isikhathi lapho abangcwele beza kuphakama ukubambana lalabo abaphilayo ukuhamba bayehlangana lo Jesu Kristu laphakade.
God help us everyone to unite with Christ tonight. We'll surrender up everything that we are, everything that we have, our whole soul, body, and mind to Jesus Christ, and look for the time of that uniting.
Nabe uNkulunkulu engasiza wonke umuntu kubambana lo Kristu kulobu busuku siza kunikela konke okwethu esiyikho konke esilakho umphefumulo wethu wonke umzimba lengqondo kuJesu Kristu futhi sikhangele leso sikhathi sokubambana.
When the trumpet of God shall sound and time shall be no more and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. Yeah. When the dead in Christ shall rise and get over on the other shore yonder with the bride that's alive and be caught up together.
Nga icilongo likaNkulunkulu likhala lesikhathi kasikuba khona futhi ukusa kudabuka kube yibunaphakade bubenyezela bubuhle lapha bafileyo kuKristu bazakuvuka babuthane elizweni elizayo phesheya lomlobokazi ophilayo ukuhlwithwa ndawonye.
God uniting the church with his word. The word with the church. That they both become the same. Say this will happen. Do this will happen. This is it. This is me for you. This is me proving it. This is me with you.
Kangela, ukubambana. UNkulunkulu ebambanisa ibandla kanye lezwi lakhe. Ilizwi kanye lebandla. Ukuze bonke babe into yinye. Khuluma lokho futhi kuza kwenzakala. Yenza lokho futhi kuza kwenzakala. Lokho yikho. Yimi lo phambi kwenu, yimi lo ekufakazela, yimi lo elani.
All right, we find that now the time comes and the trumpet sounds. And those sleeping saints back there, they cannot be made perfect without us. They're depending on us, Hebrews 11. And when they come together, they unite with the living.
Kukahle, siyafumana lokho manje isikhathi, siyeza lapho icilongo, liyakhala, futhi labo abangcwele, abaleleyo emuva le, abangeke, bapheleliswa kungelathi bathembe thina amaHebheru 11 futhi lapho besiza ndawonye bayabambana laba philayo.
The church united with the word, then the church and the word united together being coming on.
Ibandla libambana lelizwi njalo ke ibandla lelizwi kubambana ndawonye besibamunye.
The dead saints with the living saints unite together to be one, and all going together to unite with Christ the honor for the wedding supper of the Lamb. It's the uniting time, and the signs are flying everywhere.
Abangcwele abafileyo kanye labangcwele abaphilayo bebambana ndawonye ukuba munye futhi bonke behamba ndawonye ukuyabambana lo Kristu phesheya ukuya edilini lomthimba wendlu isikhathi sokubambana. Futhi izibonakaliso zigcwala indawo yonke.
The signs are in the nations, the signs are in communism, the signs in the West world, the signs in the Catholic churches.
Izibonakaliso zisezizweni, izibonakaliso zokusikhomanisi, izibonakaliso ezizweni zentshonalanga, izibonakaliso kukhansili yamabandla.
The sign is here tonight under the auspices of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God concerning it and making it the truth. Amen.
Njalo isibonakaliso silapha ngalobu busuku ngaphansi kokusekela kukamoyo ngcwele futhi lezwi likaNkulunkulu likuqinisa likwenza kube liqiniso. Amen. Isikhathi sokubambana isiboniso sesikhathi sokubambana sikhothamsene amakhanda ethu.
Lord Jesus, if my poor heart jumps for joy as I see the possibilities of me, a middle-aged man, but yet the possibilities of me seeing you come in this generation. To be alive, to stand here, and see when that trumpet sounds, he that's filthy is filthy still. He that's righteous is righteous still. He that's holy is holy still.
Go see Jesus, lapho inhliziyo yami ehawulayo iseqa ngentokozo, lapho ngibona amathuba ami. Indoda ephakathi laphakathi kobudala kodwa kunjalo amathuba amo kukubona wena usiza kulesizukulwane
ukuphila futhi ngime lapha ngibone lapho icilongo likhala lo ongcolileyo ungcolile njalo lo olungileyo ulungile njalo lo ongcwele ungcwele njalo.
Lord God, to think of standing in a moment in a twinkling of an eye when the world won't know what's going on. But all of a sudden, you'll see appear before you your loved ones that's gone on and come to unite with you again.
Oh, Nkosi Nkulunkulu, futhi ukucabanga ngathi simile, ngesikhatshana ngokucwayiza kwelihlo lapho, umhlaba ungasoze wazi lokho, okwenzakalayo, kodwa ngesikhashana. Uzabona kuvela phambi kwakho abathandekayo bakho asebadlulayo sebe uyile ukuzobambana lawe njalo.
And we'll be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, because together to meet our Lord in the air. And I unite with Him to be there forever and never to have to be out of His presence again.
Futhi siza kuguqulwa ngesikhashana ngokucwayiza kwelihlo. Futhi siya kuhlwithwa ndawonye. Ukuhlangabeza inkosi yethu emoyeni njalo ke ukubambana kanye laye ukuba khonale kokuphela futhi singasoze saphinda sabakhatshana lobukho bakhe futhi.
What a great thing it is today, Lord, to know that now we are united with one spirit, the Holy Spirit, has got the word in his grip, comes in us.
Kuyinto bani enkulu namhla. Nkosi ukwazi ukuthi manje sibambane ngomoya munye, umoya munye, umoya ongcwele, ubambisise ilizwi lakhe, lingena phakathi kwethu.
And what a great thing it is, what a privilege to cut loose from all the world, to unite ourselves to Jesus Christ.
Futhi kuyinto bani enkulu, lithuba bani ukuzehlukanisa lomhlaba wonke, ukuzibambanisa lo Jesu Kristu.
And to think that someday in a physical form, with a body like his own glorious body, we will sit down at the table, at the wedding supper, and there be united in wedded marriage to him, to live as bride and bridegroom through all times that is to come, through a secret eternity.
Futhi ukucabanga ukuthi ngelinye ilanga, ngesimo somzimba, lomzimba ofana lomzimba wakhe, yena wenkazimulo, siza kuhlala edilini lomthimba, futhi lapho sihlanganiswe futhi sichathe ngomthimba kuye, ukuphila njengomlobokazi lomyeni, ezikhathini ezizayo, ngobunaphakade obungelayo kuphela.
Lord God, may this not be just a mythical thought to the people, but may it become such a reality that such hunger and thirst will set into the people. That you know, reading the newspapers, looking up on, listening to the radio and the news, and seeing it's uniting time. The signs are flashing.
Nkosi Nkulunkulu, lokho makungabi ngumcabanga oyinganekwane ebantwini, kodwa makube qotho, kuze kuthi indlala lokuma, kuza kungena ebantwini, okokuthi baza. Bala amaphephandaba abo bekhangela phezulu belalela iradio lezindaba futhi bebona kuyisikhathi sokubambana izibonakaliso zibaneka.
Lord God, like we spoke of the women, what they have done in the last days, what the church is doing in the last days, what the church ages would be, and what the seals would be, all these other things.
Nkosi Nkulunkulu, njengoba sikhulume ngabafazi lokho abaza kwenza ngezinsuku zokucina lakho ibandla liza kwenza ngensuku zokucina futhi lesizukulwane zebandla ukuthi siza kuba yini njalo ukuba izimpawu ziza kuba yini zonke lezi ezinye izinto.
And we see as it was the days of Noah, we see as it was the days of Sodom and Lot, when the angel of God made himself known in human flesh, that eat the flesh of a cow and drinking the milk from the cow and eat bread and stood there and could tell what was going on behind him. And Jesus said the same thing will take place at the coming of the Son of Man.
Futhi siyabona njengoba kwakunjalo ngensuku zikaNoa, siyabona njengoba kwakunjalo ngensuku zeSodoma lezikaLoti lapho ingilosi kaNkulunkulu yazazisa iphakathi komzimba womuntu eyadla inyama yenkomo futhi yanatha ucako lwenkomo yadla isinkwa njalo yema lapho futhi ikwanisa ukutsho lokho okwakusenzakala ngemuva kwakhe futhi uJesu wathi into enye iza kwenzakala ekubuyeni kwendodana yomuntu.
Lord God, we've seen the pyramids, how we've built it up there, and seen how we've added these things to it, and find that we're at the end time waiting for the chief cornerstone.
Nkosi Nkulunkulu sibonile ipiramidi ukuthi siya kanjani phezule futhi sabona ukuthi singenza njani lezi izinto kuyo njalo sabona ukuthi sisekupheleni kwesikhathi silindele ilitshe elinhloko yegumbi.
Glory to God. We pray, Father, that you'll wake people up quickly now and get us together with godly love and respect to Jesus Christ and each other.
Udumo kuNkulunkulu siyathandaza baba ukuthi uzakuvusa abantu ngokuphangisa manje futhi usiputhanise ndawonye kanye lothando lobungcwele lenhlonipho kuJesu Kristu futhi lomunye komunye.
If there be some here tonight that doesn't have that hope resting within you, will you raise your hand to God and say, Lord God, unite me with you. Unite me with you. God bless you, brother. God bless you. You, yeah. Unite me with you, Lord. Yes. Oh, my.
Nga kungaba khona abanye lapha. Nga lobo busuku. Abange lalo leli themba. Lihlezi kini. Nga phakamisa isandla sakho. KuNkulunkulu uthi. Nkosi Nkulunkulu. Ngibambanise kanye lawe. Ngibambanisa kanye lawe. UNkulunkulu akubusise mfowethu. UNkulunkulu akubusise lawe wena. Yebo, ngibambanise kanye lawe Nkosi. Yebo, oh mina bo.
Nations are breaking. Israel's awakening. Look at Israel, they're united together. Israel from all over the world has come to unite themselves. To unite themselves and now they are a nation.
Izizwe zehlukana, uIsrael yavuka, khangela uIsrael khona ngale babambene ndawonye. UIsrael bevela emhlabeni wonke baze ukuzobambanisa futhi manje sebeyisizwe.
They are a united nation with their own flag, own money, own army, everything you see. It was they are now.
Bayisizwe sibambeneyo, bale flag yabo, imali yabo, ibutho labo konke. Nxa bake babahikho, bayikho manje.
Israel united. Rome is united. The church is united. And the bride is united. Amen. And the coming of that great union.
Israel ubambene, iRoma libambene, ibandla libambene, njalo umlobokazi uyabambana. Amen. Futhi lokuza kwalo manyano mkhulu.
What is it? It's all moving up to that sign, that main capital sign, Jesus and his bride united.
Kuyini konke kulanda leso sibonakaliso esiqakathekileyo esikhulu uJesu lomlobokazi wakhe bebambene sengathi bamunye.
Father God grant these blessings that I ask for these people and may we be united to you in heart and spirit as they raise your hands desiring that Lord God cleanse us and make us yours. Grant it, Lord.
Baba Nkulunkulu Pana lezi izibusiso engizicelela laba abantu futhi masibanjaniswe kuwe ngenhliziyo langomoya lapho bephakamisa izandla zabo bekufisa lokho Nkosi Nkulunkulu sihlambe futhi senze sibe ngabakho kuphe khona Nkosi.
That's all we know that we can do is ask and then you said if we ask it and believe it we should receive it. I'm looking for it, Lord.
Yikho kuphela esikwaziyo lesingakwenza ikucela futhi ke wena wathi nxa singacela njalo sikholwe kumele sikwamukele ngikukhangelele Nkosi ngiyakubonga wena ngebizo lika Jesu Kristu amen.
Ngiyamthanda yena Ngoba yena wangithanda kuqala wathenga isindiso yami esihlahleni seKhalvari.
Amen. Oh, mina bo.
Behold the bridegroom cometh. I hear the midnight cry.
We'll go up with a shout as we all hold out the meeting in the sky.
Hallelujah.
Watch and pray, my brother, lest someone takes your crown. One lukewarm and backslider won't wear the marriage gown.
Kangelu mienu yeza. Yezu kumemeza kwa pagati, kwa psugu. Siza wenyuga ngomkosi. Nga sonke singabambelela. Njalo sihlangane laye esiphakaphakeni. Linda uthandaze mfo wethu. Funa omunye athathe umqele wakho. Ngoba ubuthukuthuku lohlehle emuva. Akasoze aqoka ingubo yomshado.
That's right. Let's get ready for this midnight cry. It's coming in an hour when you think that there'll be a cry. Not amongst the unbelieving world, it'll be a secret. But the believers who are looking for it.
Kunjalo masilungeleni lokho kumemeza kwaphakathi kobusuku. Kuza ngehola lapho ungakhumbuleli, kuza kuba lokumemeza. Hatshi, phakathi komhlaba ongakholwayo, kuza kuba imfihlo, kodwa kwabakholwayo abakhangelele lokho.
You see the stars coming in line? See? What did it produce? Just exactly like it did the first time. See? Here we are. The signs are coming.
Uyabona, izinkanyezi ziqondana. Bona, kwavezani na. Khonoko nje, njengoba kwenza okokuqala. Bona, sesilapha, izibonakaliso ziyeza.
We see the signs appearing. All this blessed coming. Lo, behold the fig leaves. Now they come in green. The gospel of the kingdom has gone to every nation, and we're near the end, can be seen. Then gladly away we'll share the message of his blessed appearing.
Sibona izibonakaliso zivela zokuza kwakhe okubusekileyo. Khangela, khangela amahlamvu omkhiwa asesiba luhlaza. Ivangeli lombuso seliye ezizweni zonke futhi seseduze ukuphela sokubonakala. Yikho ngokuthaba kude sizamemezela umbiko wokubonakala kwakhe okubusekileyo.
Is that right? Oh, the message of his blessed appearing. That's what we got to do.
Yes.
Hey, everybody, get ready and prepare to meet God. Amen. I love him. Oh, how I love him.
Kunjalo na. Oh, memezela umbiko wokubonakala kwakhe okubusekileyo. Yikho okumele sikwenze. Tshela umuntu wonke. Lungela, lukuselela ukuhlangana loNkulunkulu. Amen. Ngiyamthanda yena. Oh, ngimthanda kanjani yena.
Hallelujah.
I will stand up on our feet now as we bid one another reach around and shake hands with somebody.
Manje masimeni ngezinyawo zethu kates. Lapho sivalelisana, yelula, uqawulane lomunye futhi futhi. Size, sihlangane. Qawulane izandla manje. Size, sihlangane. Size, sihlangane. Enyaweni zika Jesu. Size. Kumbula, ungabizwa, ukuhlangana kwethu okulandelayo kungaba sezinyaweni zakhe. Oh, Nkulunkulu, abelani. Size, sihlangane.
I just think before we meet again, before we meet Sunday morning or Wednesday night, that may be the first thing you know, somebody's missing, this is missing, and they're gone.
Manje kumbula nje, singakahlangani, futhi singakahlangani ngesonto ekuseni, kumbe ngolwesithathu ebusuku, kungaba yikuthi, into yokuqala uyazi omunye kabonakali. Kabonakali, futhi abasekho.
Oh, to think of your husband missing, or your wife missing, and John's wife missing, and over here the kids are missing. All that once took place, then you're left behind.
Oh, ukucabanga ngomkakho engasabonakali. Kumbe umkakho engasabonakali. Lo mka John kabonakali. Futhi futhi langapha abantwana kababonakali. Konke kwenzakele. Kuyini okuthetha indawo? Ngakho ke uyabe susele emuva.
Oh, what a weeping and wailing. What a loss of the whole of the city. They cried to the rocks and the mountains like Israel. Going back into the city, to the temple, they prayed, but their prayers were too late. They rejected the message.
Oh, ukukhala lokulila bani, lapho abalahlekileyo betshelwa ngesiphetho sabo, bakhalela amadwala lezintaba, njengo Israyeli bebuyela emzini, ethempelini. bathandaza kodwa imthandazo yabo yayise dlulwe isikhathi bona baphika umbiko.
Oh brother, don't never do that. Whatever you do, stand gallant to the call. Yes sir.
Oh mfowethu, ungafi wakwenza lokho. Loba yikuyini okwenzayo mana uliqawe ejogweni yebo nomzana.
Until we meet, we'll do this.
Manje size sihlangane siza kwenza lokho.
The name of Jesus will
Thathi ibizo lika Jesu nganye lawe njengehawu kuyo yonke imnako lapho izilingo zikubuthanela. Wenzani? Biza lelo bizo ngomthandazo, bizo eliligugu olihle kanjani. Themba lomhlaba lentokozo yasezulwini, bizo eliligugu olihle kanjani. Themba lomhlaba lentokozo yasezulwini. Masikhothamiseni amakhanda ethu manje lapho sihuba ngebizo lika Jesu. Sikhothama sisiwa ngobuso ezinyaweni zakhe. Nkosi yamakhosi ezulwini, siza kumqela yena lapho uhambo lwethu seliphelile luzaphela ngelinye ilanga. Oh bizo eliligugu, bizo eliligugu olihle kanjani. Size sihlangane njalo uNkulunkulu abelane. Themba lomhlaba lentokozo yasezulwini, bizo eliligugu olihle kanjani. Lihle kanjani. Themba lomhlaba lentokozo yasezulwini,